If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Did you learn language like that? The television?
No one has the right to subject listeners to vulgarity of any nature, and profanity is strictly forbidden.
And I'm speaking as a former competition marksman. I was damn good, too, so don't f*** up.
Why, thank you, Doctor.
My world is a waste of breath.
All right, where is the thing? And it's too late.
And now,
has a low point in local news been reached?
Yeah, screw you.
Our feature presentation.
911, what's your emergency?
Help! Oh, God!
Ma'am, what is it?
Oh, Jesus, help! Oh,
calm down, ma'am. I need you to tell me.
Blacks!
What's that, ma'am?
Black people, oh, God!
What is your emergency?
I told you, black people, Jesus, help me.
That's it? Just
yes,
black people?
Blacks.
Where are the black people, ma'am?
In America. Oh, help me.
We'll send a car right over.
Oh, my God.
I should take care of that, I guess.
We'll send somebody right over. How crazy is that? 5:31. Good morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Thursday, the 23rd of...
Yay! 106.7 K-Rock, Carol Q. I'm out of here.
Okay.
Say goodnight, and hopefully I'll get some sleep.
Right.
I doubt it. Never get sleep where I live. I'm a robot. But anyway, I'm out of here, and hopefully everything will work out, and be safe and sane on Halloween, and remember, don't eat those apples with the razor blades in them.
I mean, it's August. Late August. That's gonna actually come into play here
very
soon.
That's what I was just thinking. It's coming back around.
Did the razor blade thing ever happen, Lisa, or is that just an urban legend?
You know, I thought it did. I mean, when I was a kid, I heard about it. But honestly,
that's one of those
I never
things,
knew anyone.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of those things that you hear all the time. But it may have happened once. I don't know if there was a huge problem
Can
with
you
it.
Get a razor blade into an apple and not notice that someone put it in there?
I guess if you're not paying attention.
Maybe if it's a caramel apple and then you put the caramel over it.
Yeah, that's true. I know a lot of people, they take their... Well, that would make sense because it would cover up the entry point. I know a lot of people take their stuff to, you know, the police station or the hospital to get x-rayed, but I never hear about anybody actually finding something in the candy. I was just wondering.
What kid gets an apple on Halloween and eats it?
A bad kid.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, but a caramel apple.
But who hands out caramel apples?
Old ladies used to do it. You know, they'd come out with a little tray and they'd just make caramel apples with nuts on them.
They did?
In little nice neighborhoods.
It's not like you could put them in your bag or anything, is it?
No, that's true. They were inconvenient, if that's what you're suggesting.
I'm suggesting they didn't give them out.
No, they
did.
In
movies.
I mean, that's where it came from, is from people who actually gave them out on Halloween. But now those same old ladies are giving out travel tubes of toothpaste and things like that now.
Yes.
Pencils.
Non-candy related stuff. Hey, how many years ago, in your memory, was the first Survivor?
10?
Yeah.
8.
10 years?
Is your final answer?
Yes.
Sure.
It was a summer replacement series 7 years ago.
Seven.
This summer. And today is the 7 year anniversary of the end of the first Survivor when Richard Hatch was the winner. Remember what a huge deal that was? Remember how enormous that show was? How fast that show became the most watched show in America?
Sure. And how hateable he was and how naked he was.
And how naked he was.
Always
how fat.
He made it
how gay.
Great.
Didn't end up declaring the money on his taxes, so the IRS
went to jail. Yep. Yeah. 7 years. And I think we're, 15 survivors in since then. But the only reason I bring it up, I don't even watch The Survivor anymore, is because I've been waiting a long time for the opportunity to play the Richard Hatch song again.
Richard, you suck. You suck. You're a steak. You suck. You're fat. How can you be fat on an island which is rice?
Just rice. Richard, how can you still
And that's that not was... Nancy Sinatra on that cut.
No, it wasn't.
A lady by the name of Nina Lazell.
No,
I don't think
and
so.
That's from a movie that they did.
It's a dude.
In Sweden
talking
somewhere.
Talking about a TV show.
In Sweden somewhere.
It's called Hey Cowboy from Lee Hazelwood.
And, I don't think
know,
so.
He passed away.
Mm. Yeah, he
and
did.
And we send our regrets to him and his family.
Well,
and,
he's gone, so no regrets needed.
Survives and gets by with it.
Okay.
He was a great songwriter and singer.
But we're not really talking about Lee Hazelwood right now, Rodney.
I don't even know who that is.
And then he just died last week. He's a famous singer-songwriter. Then what happened to the beautiful, lovely Colleen from season one, who I was deeply in love with? You remember
right.
she made that one Adam Sandler movie that was a big hit,
mm-hmm.
the one where he turned into an animal or something,
Rob
or some
Schneider.
Guy turned into...
Rob Schneider.
Rob Schneider, right, Rob Schneider. What was that movie called? The Animal, right?
The Animal, I think, yeah.
And that was it. Never saw her again.
That's true.
She's in one movie. I thought now she's on her way to a promising acting career, but I'll never forget the beautiful Colleen love song as well that came from that same summer. How great was that dude?
I'm always, every time Bean plays those, I'm always like totally confused by those recordings because the voice, the production on it, I mean, say what you want about his singing ability, but the production on it is fine. It comes through,
right?
Yet somehow that's the worst sounding guitar
yeah.
ever. Like, I mean, you can't.
Sounds like a ukulele.
A
yeah.
bad ukulele.
But I mean, did he mic it up through a closet? It sounds, but yet the voice sounds fine. I don't understand.
I think the guitar was in his ass.
Was it?
Yeah. And they mic'd it there. But, Bean, I don't know if you remember, but at the, I think it was at the end of the second Survivor, sometime way, way, way early in mm-hmm. the Survivor series, we were predicting the end of reality TV.
Yeah.
It's got to be over by now. I mean, this is a flash in the pan, and yeah. seriously.
And now something like, you know, 60% of the shows on TV are reality or something crazy.
No one's ever been more wrong.
Good call.
No.
And we're still
that's
watching
true.
New ones. I haven't watched it yet, but I taped Anchorwoman last night, so I'm fascinated to see what
oh,
that's about.
Oh, you're going
to
hate her.
Am
wow,
I really?
You're going to hate her
but
so
that's
much.
That's good, right?
Now, what's that? Is that the hot chick?
It's
yes.
the, yeah, she was a model and a WWE spokesperson, and now she's an anchorwoman at some station in Texas, a news station on TV, and she has no experience.
She was a
Everyone
WWE diva. She was one of Bob Barker's beauties on The Price is Right. And she's, you know, she's, I mean, she's hot in that super, like, fake L.A. kind of way, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's fine with me.
The way too much makeup and the ridiculous fake boobs and stuff like that. And but she's really stupid. I mean, that's the thing about her that you'll learn. It's not just that she's attractive and they're holding that against her. It's just that she's stupid and they're holding that against her, too.
Yeah.
So
and
she's
they make her read a teleprompter?
She's got quite an uphill struggle.
What, what channel is that on?
It's
Fox.
A Fox show, I believe.
Fox.
Yeah.
It was on Fox last night at 9.
So part of it. I saw the first half hour or so, and I really did want to drive to the station with a rifle and a scope, but
that's
I didn't.
That's promising,
didn't.
Then. That's good news.
That's how the Hills are surviving, for God's sakes.
Yes, on hatred.
Same thing.
Yep.
You hate
but
it enough.
What's awesome is that the seasoned journalists at the news station, they of course they really hate it because you know a lot of them. I mean, even in a market as small as Tyler, Texas, where they are, I mean, some of these people have put have gone to college and got a degree and put several years in on a newspaper beat before they make it to the newsroom, and they're hoping one day to make it to the anchor chair, and then they just bring in this bimbo and just slap her right in there. And you can imagine, especially from the less attractive women in the newsroom, you can imagine
sure,
the
sure.
hate coming out of them.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be.
This is delicious.
It's got to be ugly. I'm going to have to watch that.
I think you might like it, Lisa, come to think of it.
So it's on Wednesday nights, huh?
Uh-huh.
All right. Fantastic.
It was last night. I don't know. I assume that's the regular night. But yeah, it just debuted.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
All right.
We get an email pretty much every 2 weeks that we have to turn in our timesheets. Now,
you guys are such rebels.
Well, no, it's just dumb.
You know, I've been
words.
Filling out a timesheet forever. I've never given it a second thought.
Right, but we are...
Because you're a cog in the machine, Lisa, because you're just willing to just be a drone. That's
I'm
why.
I'm on a contract, too.
Okay, so that's the point.
That's our point.
I
our
know.
Point is, anybody that is working with a contract, which means there's a deal that you have set up that you have to show up every day for however many
and you
years.
Get so many, yeah.
So why do we need to fill out a timesheet? It's the same every time. We worked whatever we worked.
It doesn't even have to be a contract. If you're a salaried employee, it doesn't matter how many hours you work. You don't get overtime.
if you work 12 hours or 60 hours.
No, no, no. But then
you're just problem children. Because my point is, I've been filling it out this whole time. Never crossed my mind to kick up a fuss.
See, that's because your miss can't say no.
No, you know? It's your problem.
It's just, and then they send us an email, and we tried several times to send back an email. Nope, can't do that. Got to print it out, piece of paper, and sign it. Got to give it to
is
them.
Is it that you care so much about trees?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. That's, it really
that's
is.
What it's, it is.
That's what we're saying.
Think of how much paper has been wasted in the years that we've all worked here, Lisa, by filling out a piece of paper and literally just scribbling your name, not even signing your real name, but just scribbling it and just drawing a line through it. And some people write regular. I mean, that's just a waste. And are we supposed to believe that those are saved and they're in a warehouse somewhere?
If like so, they that's need a good that. Use of space.
Yeah. Like they need that to go back to verify that we showed up that. Look, they'll know it if we're not here.
Yeah, right. Well, that's true.
I mean, that's a,
that's a good point.
That's just the most bizarre
know.
Thing.
I don't know.
You yes, know. Producer Lightning.
So you wanted to speak with someone regarding this.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Why?
Really?
They know that you don't like it. They don't want to speak with you about it. And they said no. Our own company won't talk to you about it.
Now, is this the guy? Is this guy here in the building?
He's not in the building. He's in the Wilshire building.
I don't know where that is.
And his boss said no.
Wilshire.
His boss said no.
You know, we moved K-Earth and the other stations.
Okay. All right. Well, sounds like we're going to need to go over there with a microphone. Then.
I think we do. Oh, yeah. And a bullhorn. You know?
Or the hammers of hell.
And a bullhorn.
Yeah.
And an air horn.
All come
three.
Out.
Come out with your hands up.
Yes.
There must be somebody we can talk to, though. I mean, we just need to go higher up the food chain if that guy won't talk to us.
Went to Mr. Weatherby to get some juice, and he's like, I got no juice in this department. It's HR.
Ooh, HR.
Who's in charge of HR?
I mean, someone in New York?
It's secretive.
There has to be somebody in at K-Rock who we can talk to in HR.
Well, they defer. There used to be, and that was Rolando. And then he's gone.
Right.
And then it's
gone,
now,
you mean dead?
No. He moved. He got another job.
Because right. Some guy didn't fill out his time sheets, so they killed him.
He didn't get enough time sheets.
So that was our little division of HR here.
Okay, we don't have anyone
gone.
In the HR department
what
here
about,
at all.
What about the dude that took Rolando's desk? And yeah. Gathers up all the timesheets.
Yeah, what about that guy?
That dude.
I asked who to talk to, and they said, this is the guy. Then I went to him, and they said, no, it's
okay, so they're being
too.
Corporate a-holes, so go local. Go, like, about 8 o'clock, go over there and start knocking on some doors.
Isn't it funny that we could get we could talk to a satellite in a near-Earth orbit easier than we could talk to someone at our own company?
Well, that's the problem with a huge company.
Let's just pretend Rodney's responsible for this and talk to him.
All right. Well, we'll continue to work on that because, Lisa, you of all people who is probably the most environmentally conscious person on the show, you should really be peeved about it.
You should be outraged.
If you're going to give me the tree angle, I got to join in, of course.
Yeah, that's what we're saying.
But, otherwise I don't really give a rat's
ass. And it's just stupid, too.
It's just
on top of it.
It's dumb.
It's 2 minutes out of my time.
The dog whisperer, Cesar Millan, supposed to be on the program again today.
Was
supposed to be on yesterday. Apparently, Lightning called him up and he went, tsk, so we couldn't. Had to reschedule. So we're hoping he's going to be on today's program.
I hope so.
Trapped in the Closet, Chapter 20.
Yes.
We're winding down. We got 3 chapters left from R. Kelly's series Trapped in the Closet. If you haven't seen this, it's so worth watching. I can't even begin to describe it to you. So go to krock.com, the Kevin and Bean page, and video, and there's links to all of them.
All right.
I have some concerns that there's a lot to wrap up, and in the final 3 chapters, he's not going to wrap it up because he plans on coming back with more chapters after 22.
I certainly hope so. You want him to wrap it up and be done?
Is there an end at some point?
No.
Do you think?
Could soap operas go on for years and years and years?
Yeah.
This is magical.
It is forever, I guess.
Sure.
I got both DVDs yesterday in the mail.
Yeah.
1 through
so
12,
lucky.
13 through 22.
Check you out.
Can't wait. Also on today's show, we're going to talk to Gada, who is the program director of a radio station in Jordan. That's in the Middle East in some junk. And she is the program director for Jordan's number one hit music station. And
woo-hoo.
She has listened to our program streaming, and she wants to put the Kevin and Bean Show on in Jordan.
And we desperately want to be there.
Well, I think it would be funny to be in Los Angeles and Amman. I mean, those are our 2 affiliates. And I think maybe we are the people that are needed to bring the 2 societies together.
I like where you're going.
You know, there's this butting of heads constantly. Bean and I are the 2 people that need to bring these together.
You guys are ambassadors.
Well, thank you.
I think we are allies with Jordan. I don't think we have a beef with them.
Mm-mm.
I think we're friendly with Jordan. I don't think this is like Iraq.
No, you're right about that.
No, that is true.
Jordan is democratic. Democratic-ish.
Yeah, they're Democratic-ish, I think.
Yeah.
But what you're saying is if we gain some Muslim fans,
right,
that will spread throughout the area.
Exactly.
They're like Britain, essentially, right? In that they're democratic, they have a government, but they also have a royal family.
Yeah, but their king has way more power than
in
England.
Right, but I'm saying they have separate powers in that they have royalty, too.
Well, the Kevin and Bean Show will be waking up the kingdom here pretty soon.
Rad.
We just have to feature Omar Rasool Khan.
Exactly.
That's
he's going to be the most popular person on this show.
Maroki every day.
And also on today's Kevin and Bean Show, Bad Bosses. We'll talk about that just after 6 o'clock. And more tickets for K-Rock's L.A. Invasion. There's two different ways that you can win them. Are we doing, which one are we doing? This?
Yes.
Paramore? Misery Business? When you hear that, be caller 20. We also have a contest for you today, so you can win those tickets. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat next.
Here's Ralph with the Showbiz Beat.
Don't bother watching that Anchorwoman thing.
Don't watch it?
Really?
Not good? Really?
Wow.
Bad?
It doesn't come back around?
Wow, no. It just lays there like a big smelly turd.
Oh.
Did you hate her as much as I did, Ralph?
Yeah, sure. But that's sort of what I expected. Going in, I said, well, maybe there'll be some sort of twist. You know, it'll be sort of interesting to see what they do with this. It's exactly what you think it's going to be. And it plays like a really bad Jessica Simpson movie.
Ooh.
Like, she's a ditzy blonde. Let's put her in this situation. See how she copes. You think she's going to be great? No. And it was just long and redundant and annoying and...
Well, good. I can scratch that
horrific.
Off.
Horrific.
They do spend about 5 minutes, and I don't think I'm exaggerating, Ralph, just filming her trying to read a teleprompter.
Yep. And like, okay, we get it. She's not smart. Moving on, people. Yeah, the reviews, by the way, I pulled some of them this morning because I did a little research.
Uh-oh.
It was pretty funny. The Chicago Tribune said the dumbest Fox reality show of the year.
Wow.
That's some competition.
It is. Anchor Woman, Nothing But Dead Weight, San Jose Mercury News. The New York Post said, the best thing you can say about this year's most pathetic TV show is that at least it's being aired in August. And the United Features said, Anchor Woman is a pretty horrible show, a reality comedy that all but dares the audience to despise it on sight. So
that's very accurate.
I am not alone in my opinion of that show. Reality shows just... Unless they got some sort of interesting hook now, I just can't be bothered because it's a lot of the same stuff. And I think it all started with that the Simple Life thing, which is just like put some dumb people in front of the camera and just shoot.
Put them in different situations.
And it's just not that much left you could do with that.
The only thing I did like about Anchorwoman, and again, I didn't see the whole show, Ralph, and I'm sure you love this too, was the Texas people in the town who already hate her because what if the children turn on their TV and see her on the TV?
Yeah. There's what? Nobody to root for, really. They're like... Look at her cleavage. What if my children see her on the news? I was like, oh, now I hate the people that hate her.
Right.
It's just you're hating everybody.
Don't hate on cleavage.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
What do they think is going to happen to their kids if they see a woman with big boobs on TV? It's not going to be, believe me, it's not going to be the worst day of their life.
Boobs.
Speaking of TV, heads up and mad props to Access Hollywood last night.
Why?
That effing Billy Bush who just blows.
I love Billy. What's he talking about?
He brought on the ventriloquist who won America's Got Talent.
The guy you love.
You know, I love this dude. I think he's enormously talented. He can sing and do amazing impressions and does the whole thing while not moving his mouth, which I think is just blows my mind. But they have him on. And they say, would you like to do your, repeat performance of your amazing I Got Friends in Low Places Garth Brooks impression? He's like, sure, yeah. And he brings out his cowboy ventriloquist puppet deal. And he starts to do his thing. And I F you not. The producers of Access Hollywood spent the entire time on a close-up of the dummy singing.
No.
Really?
Helpful.
Yes. If you're going to shoot a ventriloquist, the interesting part of the act is that the dude's not moving his lips. So at least, hey, let's widen out to a two-shot. What do you say?
I could be a ventriloquist if they don't
exactly
fill my
gotta
face.
Got to close up on the dummy like he's the star. They want to show him singing. I was blown away. I was like, wow, they're so stupid. That was incredible.
Was it Big Tad that used to interview?
Yes.
Did he interview somebody that had that act, and he kept miking the puppet.
Miking the dummy, yeah, because he thought the dummy was really talking.
Yeah.
It's very funny.
Good times.
All right, let's take a look at some of the news, shall we? Lindsay Lohan. Boy, she's leading a charmed life lately. A district attorney this morning will reportedly announce what she's being charged with, but by all accounts, they are dropping the cocaine possession charges.
Felony.
And bringing her cocaine stash into a corrections facility facility charge.
Felony.
Which we always thought was bogus anyway.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
They haul you into jail, you've got coke in your pocket, you really can't do much about bringing that into a corrections facility, quite frankly. So those are going to go away. So it looks like about 4 days in jail for her for a DUI charge.
Wow.
That's lucky.
Yeah.
Wow.
Britney Spears is planning a getaway.
Okay.
According to the National Enquirer, Well, you know, she's going through this custody battle with her ex-husband, Kevin Federline.
Right.
They say she's plotting to leave the country for France to keep him from getting custody of the boys.
You mean for good?
Yeah.
If that would get her out of America, I would support that.
She's telling Kevin that she wants to take her two sons out on tour when she goes shortly. But the National Enquirer says they have sources that say she's actually plotting just to fly them to France. And then effing Kevin over.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Listen,
it's hard to root for either of those
she
two.
She doesn't change their diapers very much at all. So at least they won't stand out as being smelly in France. At least they'll blend in with the with the natural countryside there. And they'll be like, yes, you are one of us. Welcome to France.
And she can get all the little dogs she wants and take them everywhere she goes, in the restaurants and everywhere.
That's true. Jenna Jameson has some advice for women with breast implants. Take them out, she says.
What?
Shut up.
Bad enough she did it.
Shut up.
Why did she do it? I never heard why.
Because she said it wasn't natural, Lisa, and it wasn't her, and it was artificial, and she wanted to go back to the real Jenna. Wrong.
So sorry.
Yeah.
Look, I can
explain the lips, by the way, if you're going back to the real Jenna. When are you going to have those taken out?
Point.
Whatever inner tubes you put under your lips, have those removed, too.
I can't understand her point of view. If that's the way she believes, fine. But don't try to impress other people with that. Especially after you spent a lot of your life in public with those boobs.
Making a lot of money.
That's the thing. Is she makes a mint working her cans and being a sex symbol.
Yep.
And now that she's sort of long in the tooth and that career is over, now she's pulling them out. Now she's going to take a stand for natural womanhood.
Yeah.
I got mine. You can't get yours is what she's saying.
Basically, yeah. She said she's done with porn forever.
Oh, did she say that?
Yep.
Fine at this point.
And that in terms of the movie about her life, she would like to see Scarlett Johansson, who's already said no, by the way, Rachel McAdams.
She'd be good.
Or Sienna Miller play her in a movie about her
life. All right, then.
And Rachel McAdams would be a good choice.
Yeah.
She's smoking hot. Drew Carey continues to be a stand-up dude. You know, he's famous for his tipping.
Yeah.
Another story in the New York Post this morning about the fact that he was having lunch in New York City, and he tipped the waiter $100 for bringing him a sandwich.
Wow.
I need a new job. I need just to serve Drew Carey wherever he goes.
Follow him around.
From restaurant to restaurant. I'm going to get jobs and follow
and
him.
And he doesn't eat at nice places most of the time.
We're talking like a Denny's or something. He probably got a moons over my hammy and slipped the guy a hundy for it.
We used to go to Denny's all the time. He'd just be sitting at the bar by himself, just kind of having a sandwich.
Bob's Big Boy, wasn't it?
Bob's Big Boy.
Bob's, if you see him.
Reading the paper. I was like, don't celebrities eat at nicer places than this?
He's a good guy.
Not him.
Bill Murray, in case you missed it late yesterday. The news was all over the internet. He got pulled over in Stockholm, Sweden for DUI. Well, technically a DUI. He was driving, but it was in a golf cart. It wasn't in a real car.
But on the street.
Oh, yeah, downtown in Stockholm, Sweden, driving around in a golf cart.
Nice.
That's awesome.
He refused to take a breathalyzer. It is such a Bill Murray moment. That could be one of his movies, quite frankly. You know, he refused to take the breathalyzer, so they said they would have to do a blood test. So we'll have to wait and see when the tests come back in 2 weeks, whether they'll charge him with a DUI or not.
2 weeks.
Yeah. It's a long time for a test, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
What do they do? Have someone drink the blood and see if they get loaded or not? Exactly how does that all work? And you know FX, the FX network?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
They pride themselves on controversial programming.
Sure.
The Shield.
The Shield, of course, was very rough.
Love that
Rescue
show.
Me, of course.
Good show.
Very controversial and rough show. Nip Tuck.
Mm-hmm.
Very sexual. They've got a brand new show slated for this fall called 4 Ounces.
4 Ounces.
Turns out 4 ounces is the average weight of the average penis.
Really?
The movie's about a guy who decides to become a chick, and he's going to have his 4 ounces removed.
Wow.
It's about a married man who wants to have a sex change operation.
You said movie. Is it a movie or
a TV series?
TV series. Okay.
Yeah, I meant series.
That's a crucial 4 ounces to decide to get rid of, by the way.
It sure is.
Not for you, Bean.
Well, yeah.
Well, it'd be 12 ounces for me, but you know what I'm saying.
No, I meant getting rid of it.
Yeah, for you, you wouldn't miss it, is what you're saying.
Wouldn't notice the difference.
Like, oh, I feel about 4 ounces lighter, but nothing else in my life is different. Still peeing sitting down. Today's celebrity birthdays, Barbara Eden, I Dream of Jeannie. Remember Jeannie?
Of course.
Sure.
Master kept her in a bottle. Oh, man, I used to have all kinds of twisted teenage fantasies.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah.
What was the controversy at the time that show was on? Was it that she
couldn't
show her navel? Is that what it was?
No belly buttons on television. They used to have to cover up her belly button. If their belly button came out, they'd stop filming and cover it back up.
She was Boobs Akimbo.
Oh, yeah.
No belly button.
Yeah.
It's weird.
That was your old radio name, wasn't it, Lisa? Boobs Akimbo?
Boobs Akimbo, absolutely.
Hey! Shelley Long from Cheers is 58 years old today. Dean DeLeo from Stone Temple Pilots turns 46 years old today. Our pal Jay Moore is 37. Julian Casablancas from The Strokes turns 29. Kobe Bryant turns 29 years old today. He's been in the league for like 12 years.
Yes, he has.
And he's 29.
Yep.
Still in the prime of his life. Still in the prime of his raping shape.
How dare you?
Still in good rape shape.
He was found innocent, my friend.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So was OJ. And Rick Springfield, the reason we celebrate, the reason we all got up this morning was to celebrate Rick Springfield Day. The singer-actor, of course, got his big start on General Hospital. He's back there now playing two roles. That's how good an actor he is. Two mother-effing roles on General Hospital. Rick Springfield's playing.
I'm sorry, are you still talking about Rick Springfield?
How do I know that?
Do you watch it?
He's Dr. Noah Drake and Eli. He's both stars.
General Hospital?
No, I don't. But he's Rick Springfield.
That is true.
Give me a little bit. Noah, wish that I had Jesse's girl. Oh, you should see me air guitar to this song. I rip.
I'm sure you do.
I rip.
You don't drum guitar? Air drum? What do you call it?
I'm sorry.
Air drum?
No. For Rick, you got to air guitar. All right. You know. I'll show you sometimes. Very impressive. He's 58 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
All right, let's talk about this article that we found in the LA Times. Lisa actually found this one, and it's talking about lawmakers across the country considering legislation that would give workers grounds to sue their bosses for being bad bosses.
Really?
And they say there's bookstores that have books like Was Your Boss Raised by Wolves? How to Deal with the Angry Bosses? The AFL-CIO apparently has been doing a contest online to name the worst boss in the country.
Mm-hmm. I have to tell you, when you go to school, maybe you're a marketing manager, marketing major, sales major, whatever, and you're really good at that, and they end up making you a manager, a boss. There's no training for these people in how to be good bosses. It's not surprising. There's so many crappy bosses out there.
And they say that companies grow so fast, too, like the big companies, they just start putting people in management positions that don't have any idea how to deal with people.
Right, and that's complicated.
K-Rock! K-Rock!
You all right? You got a cough there? You okay?
K-Rock!
So I guess you're talking about things that would fall out of existing laws, like being discriminated against because of your gender, for instance.
Sure.
And we're talking about above and beyond that, things that bosses do that make your life miserable. Now they're saying you might be able to sue for.
Last year's the winning entry was Dr. X, a dentist who took $100 out of each employee's paycheck for every canceled appointment.
What?
A dentist.
Dude.
That's
you're supposed
crazy.
To charge the patient for that for
yes,
not
you
showing
are.
Up.
$100 for each employee that he took out. So when somebody would cancel, he'd get like $500 or however many people he had.
All right, I'd sue that guy.
How terrible is that?
That's awful.
There was another lawyer who called the office every morning to give instructions while he was brushing his teeth and conducting other business in his bathroom.
Oh, Lord.
That could be
there was
ugly.
A manager who refused to let an employee whose husband had a brain tumor take a day off unless she provided a note from a doctor.
My
Although
God.
The boss knew that the guy had a brain tumor.
Yes. I'm sure he did.
Right.
There's another one where the boss offered to buy everybody in the office lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, everybody. It's on me. Let's go to lunch. And then he took them to a discount warehouse where he instructed them to dine on free samples in the grocery section.
He took them to, like, a Costco?
But I think the worst one, and then we're going to take your calls if you have had to work for a-holes or are working for a-holes right now. You could be... we won't tell your name if you don't want us to. That's fine. But my favorite one is the one who was working at a pizzeria. And apparently this woman had gone into labor. And her manager said, you can complete your shift and then you can go have your baby.
Oh, my God.
So she says, I stayed and waited on customers and made pizzas between contractions.
While she was in labor, she was still standing and working. How
yes.
about that?
She may as well be plowing a field.
Can you imagine?
Just have
yeah,
the baby
no
in the field and keep on working.
Why wouldn't she quit that job?
It's
That's a pizza job.
Pizza, for God's sakes.
I'm in labor. You're going to make me finish my shift? Are you kidding me?
Unbelievable.
1-800-520-1067. We'll look for your stories in this area of really, really bad bosses. A couple of the other ones in the article, by the way, is
Rock.
A woman in Alabama who was a cancer patient undergoing chemo. Her boss was making fun of how she looked with a bald head. I mean, that's not
look
that's
at her
just
bald
bad.
Head. Look at that. She's bald.
That's just bad management. Lisa, you'll love this. A woman who goes by Freezing in Washington says her office was so cold that the ink in her pen stopped flowing, so the boss told her to use a pencil because the ink doesn't
God.
Run.
That's like this environment in here, isn't it?
Well,
exactly.
When bean comes,
freezing
it's
cold.
The worst.
Yeah.
All right, so 1-800-520-1067. A bunch of people are calling. We'll take a quick break and come back with bad boss stories next on KXLR. We're talking about the Los Angeles Times article about bad bosses. If you're just tuning in for the first time, there was a woman working at a pizzeria that the boss would not let leave when she went into contractions to have a baby.
People want their pizza.
Finish your shift, and then you can go have a baby.
Wow.
There is a talk in some states to give people the right to sue for damages if the employer creates an abusive work environment. And those are the kind of calls we're looking for. 1-800-520-1067. Let's start with line two. Give me Sergio in Gardena, because very similar to the pregnancy problem. Sergio was in trouble at work, too. Hey, Serge. Good morning. You're on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Hey, how you guys doing? Lisa May.
Hi, Sergio.
What happened?
I was working for a grocery store in El Segundo, and my appendix burst.
Oh, that's supposed to be really painful, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I was bent over, and my boss pretty much told me to suck it up, and we had customers.
You can die from that.
He was a doctor. He said it was nothing but a cold.
He was a doctor? What are you talking about, a cold? You don't bend over in pain from a cold.
I got dragged out in the ambulance, and needless to say, all I got from him was a stupid get well soon card.
Yeah, because we need you back here, a-hole. You left us hanging.
Exactly.
Yeah, wow.
That's spectacular. Thank you for the call. I don't know how people ever get to be that type of person. How would you?
Maybe Sergio is just not a believable guy.
That could be.
Maybe he's always trying to get out of work.
That could be. Let's go to George in Norwalk, who is calling us. Good morning, George.
Good morning, guys. Morning, Lisa.
Hi, George.
Talking about bad bosses.
Well, I went to the bathroom. I had Carl's Jr. Went to the bathroom for over 15 minutes, and I was suspended for 3 days without pay.
Are you bringing up the fact that you went to Carl's Jr. to indicate that you had a little problem?
I had a little problem with Carl's Jr. Oh, I went to the bathroom, and they said that I was in the bathroom for longer than my time, and they suspended me for 3 days.
Suspended for 3 days without pay is ridiculous.
Wow.
Well, maybe George should have thought about that when he became a slow pooper.
Speed it up, man. Other people are waiting.
Exactly.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. All right. Let's go to Rocio in Ontario. Good morning.
Hi. This is Rocio.
Rocio. I apologize.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
What happened?
What happened to you with your boss?
Oh, well, we came in on a Saturday morning. We came in at 3, so my boss had just came back from a club. You could just tell she was all dressed up and stuff.
Right.
And she was, like, so drunk, and you know, she was like, oh, I feel sick and all this stuff. So she asked me to go get her some, you know, something, Pepto-Bismol or something. So I go out, and I get her Starbucks and, you know, some medicine, come back. And, you know, right when I was handing her the coffee, she throws up all over the place, and she's like, you know, I feel sick. You know, can you, I think I'm going to go home. Can you please clean this stuff up?
Oh, no.
I had to stay there and scrub her desk and scrub the floor.
No,
and, you know, it was horrible.
No.
Yeah. And I know I know that's all she drank because it was all liquor. It wasn't even food. It was just liquor all over the place.
Oh, my God.
It was so
bad. Dude, it should be a law passed in Congress that you're responsible for cleaning up your own throw up. It just should. That's not a job for anyone else. I'm sorry.
Wow, that hurts. All right. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
All right.
Bye now. All right. Let's see. Let's go to, what is it? Bye? What's it? Bill? I don't know what that
B,
is.
B, I think.
B?
Just B, maybe. Yeah.
What's your name? B?
B from Los Angeles, man. Oh.
All right, B, what happened to you?
Yo, in our division, we got these so-called managers who, you know what I'm saying, just operate our, I work at a fire service company, so we have a alarm division and a sprinkler division.
Right.
The two guys, I'm cool with the owner, man. Much love to the owner. There's no,
but,
you know, nothing, no hate with him, but the, one of the
however.
Managers, yeah, one of the managers comes at me, long story short, gets at me for wearing shirts with no sleeves. So this stuff has been going on for about a week.
He yelled at you for wearing a shirt without sleeves.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. They were getting on my case because they said, you know how you go in and represent the company. They want you to look presentable,
well,
you know?
That sounds pretty reasonable to me, by the way, especially compared to any of the other stories we've talked to today.
Right,
I mean,
right.
Nobody wants to see your armpits, B.
Not at all. So anyway, I you know, while this stuff was going on, I come back in, set up, tired of all the crap that was going on, so I got on him and I was like, this is disrespect. You got a guy who works at our job.
We got to move on, dude. You have to get to the, because the phone's ringing.
All right, my bad.
That's all right. No problem.
Thanks for calling. Okay, see you later. Right. Have a good day. Bye.
What to do there? I
Didn't know what to do.
Not go to him.
Sam in Los Angeles. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. What did your boss do?
Oh, dude, he makes me rent and return his porn.
See now, if B is listening, that's how you tell a story.
What kind of work do you do?
I work for a PD department.
Police department?
Yeah.
What? Nice. What? Really?
Dude, what's worse about it is I have to like go from his office and like ninja style sneak it in and out of the building.
That's funny.
You know, he just handed it to me just like that, and I didn't even know what it was at first, and then. You know,
dude, here's what you need to do. You need to get him, when Christmas comes around, you need to get him like a free membership at Netflix. That's what you need to do. Let him handle it.
Yeah, well, you know, it's kind of entertaining for me.
Does he ever take the porn and then like 4 minutes later give it back to you and go, okay, return it?
Oh, he'll take it a couple times, you know, and then he'll just, you know, I'll take it to him and then like 5 minutes, you know, an hour later,
thank you for the call. Let's close down in Woodland Hills. Is this Lika on the phone?
Hello? Is this Lika?
I guess we lost her.
I don't know what happened there. Well,
okay.
That happens.
So don't be bad, I think is what we're saying to the bosses that are listening today. Don't be bad.
Don't make your people return porn, and for God's sakes, don't throw up on your people and then have them clean it up. That's good.
All right, it's 6:38 Thursday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. You know that program, I think it's on NBC, America's Got Talent, just concluded this week. The number one show of the summer. I know one person in the world who watched it, and that was our friend Ralph Garman. He's the only person I know who's watching the number one show in America. And he's been very, very sad, and for good reason, too, because David Hasselhoff is no longer on TV.
And he brought in the song that David sang that night.
This is the moment.
By the way, no crowd applauds and goes crazy through the whole song.
No,
it doesn't happen.
You could have executed Osama bin Laden live on stage and you wouldn't have got that kind of enthusiasm. Make it stop.
They have a job in TV called sweetening, which means they add a lot of sound effects to it, like applause.
Uh-huh.
Canned applause.
You think?
Thank you!
Yeah, they were working overtime that night, I'll tell you.
And they're holding up applause signs the whole time, too.
And let me tell you something else, by the way. These shows, these finales, it's just like American Idol or all of them. It's basically you're tuning in for a two-hour show for a five-second announcement as to who wins, right? So they have to fill with lots of stuff. That's how David Hasselhoff ends up on stage. That's how people like UB40 and the Muppets end up singing in the finale of America's. The people have nothing to do with the show. But a lot of people are wondering, what's Mr. Hasselhoff going to do now that his show is off the air? And we thought we'd talk to him this morning. We haven't caught up with David in a while. Good morning, Mr. Hasselhoff.
I'm all right. All right.
No, we didn't ask. We just said good morning.
Nope.
How you doing?
Yes.
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 Okay.
How you doing?
Yes.
I'm all right.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't sound good. Are you back in Vegas with your shirt off eating a hamburger?
Nope.
You're clearly eating something.
It's a mess.
Yeah.
This is the moment.
Okay, we heard that. Thank you.
Thank you.
What?
Oh, he's got some applause there too.
Thank you.
Brings his own, huh?
Thank you.
You bring your own applause everywhere you go.
This is the moment.
Damn.
David? Hoff?
Yes?
Why do you have applause at your house?
I have a machine.
Machine, okay.
Okay. Listen, it must take a certain amount of... It is a mess. Right. It must take a certain amount of guts to get up on stage on a live TV show in front of America knowing you can't sing and still sing.
Nope.
It doesn't take guts.
Yes, yes.
It does take guts.
It does take guts.
Yes. I'm all right.
All right. What are you going to do now that the show's over? That was the season finale, so now you don't have much to do. You're not in Vegas anymore, right?
Nope.
Okay, so how are you going to spend your time? Or are we hearing it right now?
I'm all right.
Yeah?
Right, but Kevin's asking, what are you going to do with your days now that you're not on TV, now you're not filming the show, and you don't have the stage show of Chicago in Vegas anymore?
Yeah.
David?
This is a mess.
I know, but... Oh, dear God.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, are you glad that the ventriloquist won America's Got Talent? Is
nope.
he your choice?
Nope.
You're not glad?
Yes.
You are glad?
Yes.
Okay.
Because there was a ventriloquist, and then there were the two singers, and then there
nope.
was the beatboxer.
Yes.
Which one did you like the best?
I'm all right.
But that's not what we're asking.
This is a mess.
David, let's change the subject then. I see a picture.
Nope.
I see a picture in People magazine of you playing frisbee with Matthew McConaughey.
Yes.
On the beach.
Yes.
Is that what you're going to do with your time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to play Matthew McConaughey.
I can barely understand you. Your mouth is full.
I'm going to play with Matthew McConaughey!
You're not going to play Matthew McConaughey. They're not making a movie about him.
Why not? He's nice.
He is nice.
He plays frisbee with me.
Right.
No one else would play with me.
Nobody else wants to?
Nope.
That's kind of sad.
It's a mess.
Okay, how's the sobriety going, Hoff?
Good.
Sounds
yeah?
like it.
I don't even miss it. The alcohol.
You don't miss the alcohol?
Nope.
Because you're drinking it right now?
Yep. This is the moment.
Okay.
The finest moment.
Uh-oh. David? Hoff? Mr. Hasselhoff? Are you okay? Are you all right?
Nope. Thank you very much.
And now, a moment with Bean.
He is the author of the San Bernardino... He is the author of the San Bernardino immigration measure that is getting a lot of controversy out there in the 909 right now. You can go to SaveSanBernardino.com.
I like pudding.
That was a moment with Bean.
I am a professional yes. broadcaster. It is 6:50 on the Kevin and Bean Show Thursday morning. By the way, not only Cesar Milan, the dog whisperer, later on this morning's show, but we're going to meet the new boss, same as the old boss, our new program director at a station in Jordan. Yes, the country of Jordan wants to put the Kevin and Bean Show on, and we'll talk to her right after the news at 7. Here's Ralph with the showbiz speak. Good morning, Ralph.
You know, I like to give people heads up when there's a reality show or TV show casting, and maybe you want to be on television. Well,
right.
Here's a new show you may be interested in if you are part of a couple that's planning to get married this October or November. There's a new show on the Women's Entertainment Network.
It's not Wedding Crashers, is it?
No, it's something called Surprise Celebrity Wedding Planner.
Surprise Celebrity?
They will throw your wedding for you, but you have to be open to the fact that a celebrity will be doing all the planning.
Oh.
And they don't tell you what celebrity it could be. It could be Brandon Davis. It could be...
Carrot Top.
You don't know, but they get to run your wedding and make all the choices.
How does that idea ever come up?
It's a terrible idea for a show.
It's Celebrity Wedding Planner.
Okay.
It's okay for you if you're broke and you want to have a wedding and they're going to pick up the expenses.
I guess.
It's willing to put up with, you know, Carrot Top running your wedding. Andrew Dice Clay coming in and telling you what to do.
Oh, unbelievable!
The celebrities can't be very good if they're willing to plan a wedding on a reality show.
No, Bean. I think it's going to be all A-listers. Douche.
Hey, look, Julia Roberts is planning your wedding.
She's
congratulations.
Pick out the cake for you.
Yeah,
so if you're interested and you'd like more information, just email me and I will pass along all the information. It's too lengthy to give out here. But if you're planning on getting married in October or November of this year and you're open to having a pseudo-celebrity plan your wedding for you, there's a TV show for you. So I just want to give you a little heads up. Speaking of TV shows.
One of the worst ideas ever.
I realize that, but I thought there may be some people out there who are getting married who can't afford throw themselves the kind of bash they'd like to have. So this might be a good
idea. I don't blame the people for doing it if they need the, you know, the help, but it just seems like a bad TV idea.
Well, all depends. Maybe Anchorwoman will be one of the celebrities.
Yeah.
Oh, finally, sweet Jesus, finally. Little hard factual information to back up what we've always expected.
Yes.
This coming out of USA Today.
Okay.
High School Musical 2. Amongst the millions who watched the Disney Channel blockbuster movie High School Musical 2, many of them were gay men, the article says.
Yes.
This is coming from an article posted on queersighted.com, which quotes by saying the original High School Musical was off the freaking charts in terms of gay subtext, and now High School Musical 2 is packed even gayer than the first movie.
Do they have a picture of Bean, or just did they mention him by name?
Yes, they have him by name.
Yeah. There's room under the tent for all people who enjoy High School Musical.
But they're saying a huge number of that huge audience was gay men.
Yeah.
The part that wasn't teenage girls and 12-year-olds was gay men.
Yeah.
There's a moment it goes on to say in this article, there's a moment in the film where the high school basketball star wants to sing and dance and asks his macho father, did you ever think about trying something new but were afraid of what your friends might think?
That's gay.
Some gay movie reviewer says, please, here's a bottle of lube and a copy of Inches magazine. Embrace who you are, son.
Yeah.
Bean was trying to convince us that it's all ages, you know?
30-year-old
women, 40-year-old women.
Everyone loves it.
Everyone loves it. Come on, I don't dance. I know you can't. Not a chance, no. If I could do this, well, you could do that. Yeah.
By the way, if you missed High School Musical 2 on Friday night, and there's no excuse for having missed it.
Good for you. Lucky you.
It will air again tonight on the Disney Channel. You have another opportunity to catch the sensation.
Hey, Bean.
Highest rated show in cable television history.
Right, made up of teenagers and gays. So,
and gay teenagers, don't forget that.
Well, not exclusively, though.
About 98%.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
And the other people who watched it had kids, by the way. Parents of kids.
Yep. The people who had to watch it.
Nobody chose to that doesn't have kids, unless they're gay.
Those are the four groups.
Kids, gays, parents who had to watch it.
Right.
And gay teenage parents who had to watch it.
That's it.
Yes, those are the four
groups. Those are the only four. That's 100% of the people.
Another comic book movie in the works.
Okay.
The Flash. Familiar with
Flash?
The Flash
is awesome.
What was his deal? He could just run fast?
Fastest man alive, The Flash.
And does he fight crime or just run fast?
Sure, no. He uses his powers for good.
Right. He just is an Olympian, Kevin. He just goes out and wins gold medals every 4 years.
That'd be cool. Imagine the endorsement deals if he could get with Nike, the fastest guy in the world. Look at the shoes I wear.
Yep.
How fast I am.
Didn't his shoes, he had to wear special shoes because regular shoes would catch fire if he ran on them, right, Ralph?
That's right. That's right, Gene. He has to have a special suit made to withstand the friction caused by being the fastest man alive.
Of course.
Anyway, they're talking about doing a Justice League of America movie, which would include that character, but there's also talk about doing a Flash movie directed by Sean Levy, who did Night at the Museum. Guess who they're talking to about starring as the Flash?
Big Boy?
Big Boy, yes. Ryan Reynolds.
You love him.
Oh. I don't like him.
You love him.
I do not like him, and I'm not happy about this.
Because he's invading one of your movies?
I'd rather see Zac Efron star as the Flash than I would Ryan Reynolds.
Yoo-hoo! I'm the Flash!
Zac Efron. Justin Timberlake's getting more acting work. I don't know if you saw him in Black Snake Moan, but he was real good.
That's what I heard.
I didn't see Alpha Dog, but apparently he was pretty good in that, too. Anyway, he was also a voice in Shrek the Third. And he apparently made good friends with Mike Myers while working on that film, because Mike Myers has just cast him in his new film, The Love Guru, where Mike plays a relationship expert, and he has to solve the problems of a guy on a hockey team who's having trouble with his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And Jessica Alba is the owner of the hockey team, and Vern Troyer is the coach of the hockey team.
Really?
Yeah. Timberlake is joining that cast. We'll be working with him again. So those guys are going to be hanging out again together.
Would Vern Troyer get any movie work if it weren't for Mike Myers?
Oh, God, no.
No, but he'd riding around that scooter, his peeing in corners. We kept him on Surreal Life. Best performance ever.
All right.
That's right. He started that, didn't he?
All right.
Gwen Stefani was on her best behavior while she was performing in Malaysia this week.
Oh, that's right. That's where they wanted to cancel the show?
Yeah. They wanted her gone because she's just too racy,
too hot
for their Muslim sensibilities. Apparently, she did comply with a strict dress code for female artists that they have there in that country, which means taking to the stage in a complete body leotard, wearing long black gloves, and then wearing a suit on top of that.
Oh, my God.
She wore a black and white suit, which consisted of a vest and hot pants. A lot of people thought that was too racy, but she was covered by a completely opaque leotard underneath that. So
nobody should have to dress like that.
No, it's horrible.
Crazy.
What would happen if somebody like Paris Hilton went over to that country? I mean, if they can't handle the way Gwen dresses, they should see some of the other stars we've got over here.
Word. Ready for a new Wizard of Oz movie?
Nope. I don't think so.
Remakes are course, commonplace now, but I think there are some classic films that it would be really a gutsy move to try to remake on. Because Wizard of Oz is one of those movies that really has never fallen out of favor. Kids see it every year. I mean, they're still familiar with it. It's not like it's a movie that people haven't seen in 40 years or something. Apparently, Warner Brothers is planning a new series of films based on the books that kicked off the Wizard of Oz. Frank L. Baum wrote a series of books about Oz, and they're going to do a series of movies on it based on the books, much like Lord of the Rings. Todd McFarlane, who created Spawn, the character Spawn, is apparently behind this movement, and he said he's going to change the character. You'll still have Dorothy trapped in this odd place, but she's much closer to Ripley from Alien. That sounds like fun.
Jeez.
He considers having Dorothy being a buxom 20-something woman with Toto, the dog,
okay,
as an oversized snarling warthog.
Okay, so it's like that story on roids.
Psycho Mike just
no, that's me. Don't read it.
Oh, okay. I thought that was Psycho Mike's note.
No.
Yeah, so it sounds like it's going to be a good time for the whole family, I think, that film. Carrie Hart is defending his relationship with his wife, Pink.
What's apparently, he defending? Someone attacking?
Rumor is that he's been cheating on her. It's been all the tabloids. And Carrie has come forward and said he has not stepped out on his wife while she's been on tour. It's a bunch of trash talk, he says. Hey, watch your mouth, Carrie Hart. The two have been married for a year and a half, and he claims everything is better than ever, so no problems there.
He's one of the coolest guys I've ever met.
He sure is, and she seems pretty cool herself. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you can kind of see why those two get along. And lastly, but certainly not leastly, Jenna Jameson has some word of advice for women with breast implants.
Quack.
Take them out, she says. She gave Us Weekly a one-on-one interview and says that it's been 3 weeks since she's had her enhancements removed, and she feels more like a natural woman. She even cried when she first looked at her boobs without the implants on.
I know why she cried.
As we all did.
We all cried.
It can't be good when they're that big and then you take out the implants.
Actually, I've seen them. They don't look too droopy.
Well,
she's got C-cups now.
She's got something holding them up.
That's true. Yeah.
A bra or something. Mm.
She had a bikini when I saw her.
Mm-hmm.
She cried, she said.
She needs to cry about the rest of her body.
As did we, because once her boobs were gone, we started to look at her face.
Oh,
and we said, what happened with those lips?
We loved her. Still do.
I still love her.
But why?
I do too. She's,
but,
yeah.
Why the attack on herself?
Yeah, why can't you leave her be?
She needs to sue somebody, whoever did that to her.
I agree.
Peter Ortiz has been practicing punches on her face.
Oh.
What's wrong with you?
That was Psycho Mike saying that, Tito. Not anyone else here on the show.
Bang to the dome.
And Psycho Mike says he could take you, by the way, in a second.
That's right.
Says that all the time.
Tito from Power 106?
No.
Today's by the way,
celebrity.
I'm sorry, Ralph. Just to continue on Tito, we got an email yesterday from somebody who suggested that it's Tito's trademark ground and pound that has done the most damage to Jenna at this point.
Dear God. Ground and pound. Today's celebrity birthday is Barbara Eden. She was Jeannie on the legendary series I Dream of Jeannie. She's 73 years old today. Still looks good for 73, too, by the way.
She does.
Shelley Long from Cheers. She played Diane on that show. Back when it was really, really funny.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Before Fatty McQuickslim joined the cast, whatever her name is.
Kirstie Alley.
Shelley Long is 58 years old today. I think Fatty McQuickslim was her character's name.
Didn't realize that.
Dean DeLeo from Stone Temple Pilots is 46. Jay Moore turns 37. Julian Casablancas from The Strokes is 29. Kobe Bryant, 29 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Got a email from somebody named Gada, and it reads as follows. Hi, Kevin and Bean. First of all, interesting name, Bean. Second, my name is Gada. It's an odd name, I know. And I work for a radio station overseas in Jordan as their program director.
Now, Jordan is a country in the Mideast, as I recall. It borders, I think it's between Iraq and Israel, I want to say.
Excellent. We are a CHR station, which is kind of like a Kiss FM type station. With a few syndicated specialty shows in hip-hop and R&B and dance shows, and one pop commercial show as well that air throughout the week. We're looking into syndicating a rock show, because through our own research, we've discovered that the rock genre is most popular among Jordanians right now. So my question to you is, do you syndicate the Kevin and Bean Show?
Yay!
Please let me know. I'm actually listening to you guys for the first time online right now. Very entertaining. Hope to hear from you soon. Cheers, Gada.
You mean our new boss, Gada, is what you mean. Gada from Play 99.6 FM in Amman, Jordan, is on the line with us right now. And, of course, you can go to their website and listen to their station as it does stream. Gada, good morning. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock here in America.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. How are you?
I'm great. I just finished work. It's a Thursday. It's the weekend, so I'm excited.
Oh, you guys don't work on Fridays in Jordan?
No. Friday and Saturdays are our holidays.
Oh, so Sunday you work, right? You go back to work on Sunday?
I'm sorry?
So you go back to work on Sunday. Sunday's a work day in your country.
Yeah, it's a work day.
Okay.
Okay.
So, Gada, we were very surprised. We were very pleased to get your email, but very surprised. You were listening to us this week for the first time?
Yeah, I came across your station when I went to my boss and told him that we need to start putting on some more rock music. Mm-hmm. And one of my coworkers mentioned that there's the Kevin and Bean show that all her friends are crazy about, and to go to K-Rock and to check it out. So I listened to you guys for about an hour that day, and then I emailed you guys.
Yeah.
Trying
How about
to find
that?
Out
wow.
More.
That may not. That may not.
Yeah, they're popular.
That may not have been enough, by the way, an hour.
Yeah.
Sorry?
You would change your mind, maybe, perhaps, if you listened more. Now, forgive our ignorance.
I was listening, and I was like, oh, my God, they say the word naked a whole lot on their show. And I was like, we couldn't say that stuff on our station.
Right. Well, but wait a minute. So what makes you think that you should syndicate our show there, then?
Because you guys are hilarious. It was just funny. It was entertaining to listen to. I mean, our presenters are amazing as well.
Right.
But because we're in we're in the Middle East, and everything is still so new to them in terms of, you know,
right.
I don't even know what to say on your station because I'm
No. I know
but
what you're saying
needs
is
to be, everything needs to be censored here, from sex to religion to all of that, because we don't want to turn into too political or.
Well, you picked the right show then.
Gada,
that's a good choice.
Gada, let me step back for 1 second because I'm falling very deeply in love with you. What is your story? How come your English is better than Dave, the guy who answers our phones here, who was born and lived in Los Angeles his whole life? Why do you speak so well?
I was born and raised in New York, but I came over to Jordan for high school.
Okay.
And then I went back to university to Connecticut. And when I finished, I came because we used to come back to Jordan every summer because we have relatives here. My parents are Palestinian Jordanian.
Okay.
And we used to just come back every summer.
Okay, so
and
what,
I
mean,
work.
As someone who has lived in America much of her life, is it difficult for you to live in Jordan? What kind of a place is it for a young woman?
You would be surprised. A lot of people are, you know, shocked to find out that we have roads and cars and proper houses. Like, people do think that I have a camel parked outside my house.
Really?
No.
I would think there are cars and roads. That's not a surprise to me.
No, we think that Jordan. We think that Jordan is. I'm sorry to interrupt. I was just going to say, I don't think our impression was that Jordan is not a first-class 21st century country. I just think we were concerned about, you know, the images that we see on television from the Middle East make it look like it's not a very friendly place for a woman to try to live and work.
Peace in the Middle East, man.
Yeah.
Peace in the Middle East.
That's what we're about.
No, it's very cool. Social scene is really chill here. I mean, I go out. I go party all the time. People drink their asses off here. You have more alcoholics here than you would in the States.
That's what we're talking about.
And I thought, like, there was a huge percentage of Muslims.
There's a huge percentage, but they all drink?
They're all drinkers. Okay, excellent.
There are people.
Now, how old are you, Gada?
I'm 24.
24-year-old boss. I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in, too. Now, I hope we have a lot of meetings. Do you have to wear a burqa?
No, this Jordan is the country that has that super hot queen. Are we allowed to say that? Can we say super hot queen?
What, you mean Perez Hilton?
No.
Oh, you mean the queen of Jordan is what you mean.
The queen of Jordan is smoking hot, right?
No, we don't have to wear those. It's more of a religious thing if you want to do it, but there's no law enforcing it.
Can we meet with the queen if we want to?
What do you want to do?
Meet with the queen?
She's so hot.
Heads up first. I don't know.
Go to krock.com, the sites page of Kevin and Bean. You can see a picture of the queen. She's smoking hot.
Wow. Oh, you put her picture up?
There you go.
Now, Gada, again, I'm going to ask, where would you put us? How would it work?
Where would we put
in
you guys?
In the day.
Well, actually, it would be on the weekend.
Okay.
Because we're trying to see if we can do a 1 hour show designated just to rock music, because we've been doing a lot of research lately, and what we're finding is that the Jordanian community really is
interested in dance music mm-hmm. and rock music as well. Like, everyone's always coming up to us and saying that we don't play enough rock music.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, well, they all listen to everything here, but rock music is what they're leaning towards right now.
Okay. But what about the part where on our show, most of the time we talk and, you know, do news and interview guests? I mean, would that sort of thing be interesting to your Play 99.6 listeners?
Depends on the content for the day. So that's why, I mean, it was a thought, and I don't know if it would possibly work, but when I came across it, I was like, this is what I would want
a rock show to
sound like. So it's a thought, and that's why I emailed you guys. And
now, what kind of stuff? We would have to stay away from anything talking about sex.
Yeah.
Anything talking about religion.
And alcohol.
No, everyone drinks. You just told us everyone drinks.
I know, but you can't do it because there's still people that, because we're also, our listeners are, I mean, they range from 18 to 28, but right. We do have listeners that are in the high school, like teenagers,
right.
13, 14-year-olds. We don't want to cause any problems with their parents who are also in the cars with them when they're listening.
Right,
station,
sure.
You know?
Right. So. Well, they need to learn. I mean, they need to not fall too far behind their teenage friends.
We live sheltered lives. That's how it works.
Well, you made the right choice in us. I'll tell you that right now.
Look, can we come to Jordan and broadcast from there occasionally?
Oh,
that's what
yeah,
we're really interested in.
Come all the way.
And can we stay at your house?
I don't think my mom would be too pleased.
You live
about
with your
that.
Mom?
Yeah.
God, huh? You're 24.
It's a cultural thing.
Isn't it time to move on? You're 24.
It's a cultural thing. I live with my parents until I'm married.
Wow.
Unless I had a job in the States, then I could go off and do my own thing. I'm working here right now, and my family's here.
You might get a job in the States if you hire us there.
I mean, yeah, no kidding.
It may end poorly for you.
How about doing traffic or news on the Kevin and Bean Show? How about that, ladies and gentlemen?
Oh, my goodness. We are so blessed.
We have a traffic girl, as it turns
out.
No,
we don't. But no, we not even, if, not, now
I
that we've met Ghana.
We need
Ghana, a news guy.
We have taken the liberty of whipping up some production for what our show would sound like in Jordan.
Okay.
Would you mind if I played you a couple things?
Go ahead.
Okay, this is when we would start the show on the weekend. We would start with this.
You're listening to 99.6 FM, Jordan's number one hit music station. Station now with Kevin and Bean, the infidels in the morning.
Right?
What do you think? Infidels in the morning? Do you like it?
You guys are so bad.
Wait.
You should be so glad that I have a sense of humor.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, so here's another one. See if this you like this better.
It's Play 99.6 FM.
99.6 FM.
Jordan's number one hit music station. Kevin and Bean, the morning fatwa.
The morning what?
Fatwa.
What?
Fatwa. Fatwa. How do you say it?
Isn't the fatwa, isn't that what the Muslims put on the infidels when they want to kill them?
I have no idea.
Okay, so you're the worst, Middle Eastern person we've ever talked to. You don't know anything.
All right, so nix that one. We won't play that. We got one more.
Kevin and Bean, now on 99.6 FM, Jordan's number one hit music station. Feel free to kill them.
How's that?
No.
Can't play
no.
that?
She says no. Okay.
Wow.
The first one worked. I like the first one. Unless
all right.
I didn't hear it properly and there was something.
It said infidels in the morning.
Oh, no.
That won't work?
That part's got to go.
I'm guessing that you would have to do a tremendous amount of editing.
I think so. Yeah.
But
what a shame.
It would end up just being the music.
But having said that, you just cut us out altogether. Having said that, we're willing to try. We would love to send you some stuff.
Well, if you could send us a demo, that'd be great.
All right.
But
okay.
Who did the voiceover for that?
That's our guy Ralph, who works here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Ralph Garman.
He talks like this on a normal basis?
Yeah, he does.
He does. Kind of weird, yeah. Well, listen, Ghana, we have got to go now. We have to take a break. But we are very deeply in love with you, and we're very committed to helping you in any way that we can. And we're very excited to continue this conversation another time.
All right, no problem. You can call me anytime.
And we don't need pay. We just need to meet the queen every once in a while. That's cool? Okay, all right.
No promises, though.
All right, we'll call you back.
All right, no problem.
Thank you, Ghana.
Right,
I got it.
Care.
Love
Bye.
You. Love you very much.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock, and Amon Jordan. It is 29 minutes after 7 o'clock.
K-Rock listener Vic suggests that we call our program Air Jordan. What do you think? Why not? Say something on the Dog Whisperer after 8. Of course, keep listening for more chances to win your tickets to the K-Rock LA Invasion. Right now, Ralph is here. It's time for, and I don't know how this goes over in Jordan, but it's time for Chapter 20, ladies and gentlemen, of R. Kelly's Trapped in the Closet. Good morning, Ralph.
When you say R. Kelly, think George Lucas.
Really?
When I say Trapped in the Closet, episodes 1 through 12, think the good original ones. This next batch, think like Hayden Christensen.
Really? Yeah. It's a bastardization?
This latest chapter really has me cheesed off. Because it's just him. It's just him trying to be clever and show what a wonderful actor he is.
Yeah.
Because really, you'll see how frustrating this chapter is.
We only have three chapters left.
I know.
Right?
So we really should be moving some sort of story along, don't you think?
Yeah, you would think.
That's not what happens in this one at all. In chapter 20, we return to Rosie the Nosy Neighbor.
With a spatula.
Right. And her the new character of her husband, Randolph.
Right.
Played.
Well, that's what we need in Chapter 20 is new characters to be introduced.
Well, we met him earlier in the show. Remember, he was the one who said, I hope that when you're looking out the window, Rosie, a pigeon poops in your face.
Yes.
And she says, if a pigeon poops in my face, I'm going to rub the poop on you.
Yep.
Remember they had
that was a very important scene.
That clever repartee that went on between the two of them.
That's right.
That witty banter those two exchanged.
Ralph spent a lot of time with this series this week.
This chapter especially is just a pain in my ass. Well, they return to Rosie. And Rosie's just kicking it in her crib, as the Negroes say.
Rosie's in a den, sitting in her rocking chair, reading the Bible, and it's so peaceful until...
Yeah, until...
until...
until her husband, Randolph, comes bursting into the room.
How dare you read the Bible?
No, he's not angry at her. He's got something big to tell her. What it is, we don't find out for nearly 8 minutes.
Oh.
It takes about 8 minutes for him to get around to telling us what he's got to tell her.
He got the package, Rosie. He got the package. Secret sweet bridges. He done got the package. Lord have mercy. Randolph Mustang got into you. And who got the package and what is the package?
Yes, what is the package?
What is he talking
He's
about?
He's got the package.
Who does? Randolph?
I'm telling you, it takes about 6 minutes for you to learn what the hell he's talking about with the package.
Okay.
And Rosie is really the voice of the listener here because she's as equally confused and upset with Randolph as we are.
The package, Rosie. The big package. Oh, hell, I ain't got time to be playing with you.
Neither do I, quite frankly, with Randolph screaming he's got the package.
Shut up with the package.
Now, Randolph gets frustrated by her unwillingness to... stick with him and try to get him to tell her what he's talking about. So
right.
he starts getting upset with her right away.
Well, with it in, I ain't going to tell you nothing.
A lot of noises in this series.
A lot of
noises.
Yeah.
So in order to tantalize his wife, Rosie, Randolph just gives her a little taste of the gossip, hoping that she will say, oh, please, please, I do want to know. Tell me what's going on.
You must not want to know. About the pastor.
It's about the pastor. About Rufus, the pastor.
And remember, gay blackmail photos?
And you remember, two episodes ago, we were with Rufus in his office when he was talking to Chuck over the cell phone. He left it on speaker. His wife, Kathy, overheard.
Yep.
It was a big brouhaha. And we found out that Chuck is actually in the hospital with AIDS. Remember that?
Sure.
Well, now that Randolph has her attention, has Rosie's attention, he starts to milk it.
What about the pastor? What? Did you hear that? Did somebody around here say something?
See, he's just teasing her now. Now he won't tell her what's going on because now she's interested. I'm telling you, this goes on for minutes and minutes. Yeah,
he's
exactly.
Been. I mean,
yeah,
he's
right.
Been.
Rough. Yes. Does R. Kelly write this stuff ahead of time, or is he making it up as he goes along?
He couldn't have made this one up. He couldn't have written this one down because it's basically just a bunch of noises.
Just a riff.
Riff. Now that he's got Rosie's attention, he's trying to make her realize that he's the source. He's where she should go to find out the really good gossip. Not sticking her nose out the window like she's been doing.
I tell you, this way better than peeking out them damn windows you be peeking out of. Ain't no pigeon gonna s*** when you listen to me. Randolph! Okay.
Well,
was that?
That's his characterization of Randolph, the slurpy old black man.
He wasn't eating?
No. He just made series of noises.
Ain't no pigeon going to poop in your eye if you listen to me.
That's right. And you have to see it to believe it. You really have to watch these to get the full impact of what's going on. But as I mentioned before, the makeup that they use to turn R. Kelly into Randolph is basically some super glue and some cotton balls. They're like, so how do we make him look like an old man? Let's just glue a bunch of cotton balls all over him. He's got cotton stuck in his hair and cotton on his face.
Is it supposed to look like white hair or
yes,
something?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, but it looks basically like cotton balls. believe it or not, at this point in the story, he still won't tell her what's going on.
I would hit him with that spatula so fast.
Well, she's going to hit him with something.
Ooh, so. I'll slap you with this hot water bag if you don't start talking to me. All right, all right, all right. I'm going to talk to you, and I'm going to tell it all.
I find that hard to believe.
Then tell us, damn it.
Turns out, well, I'll let Randolph start telling you the story.
I was at church and the pastor's office cleaning up, and next thing you know, I was minding my business. Yes, Lord.
He starts just to whisper.
What happened?
He starts to whisper.
Well, does he know there's music?
As we go into flashback, he starts whispering into her ear what's going on.
Oh, so yeah. We can't even hear what it is watching it.
Right.
Oh.
Turns out Randolph was cleaning the pastor's office. And then they flash back to the sequence we already saw. Finds out what he's talking about is what we already saw. It's Rufus on the phone with Chuck.
Right.
Well, what we don't know is that Randolph was in the office at the time Rufus was walking in.
I got you.
That's
listening
the only
to
new
it.
Information okay. that we get.
All right.
But Rufus, Randolph gets surprised by the pastor coming into his office.
I can't talk to you about that right now, Sister Marie. I got a phone call. Think Randolph.
Now, even though Randolph is supposedly working at the church and cleaning his office, he feels the need to suddenly hide because the pastor's coming into his own office.
But he's supposed to be there.
Exactly. Don't ask. Don't press me for logic now at this point in the story. So he decides he has to hide.
Okay.
Randolph does.
So he says the S word a lot and says
yes.
Think.
Think S. Think S. Think S. Think, think, think S. Think S. Where do you think he chooses to hide?
The closet.
And that's when I got my old ass in that closet. Now quit cussing. Now just shut your ass up. Listen, Rosie. You say you want to know.
Yeah, he's trapped in the closet now because he's hiding in the closet.
See how this is just brilliant. R. Kelly is just
all
bringing it all
around,
full circle.
Doesn't it? Wow. So Randolph, it turns out, was in the closet when Rufus was talking to Chuck on the cell phone and when Kathy burst into the office and she overheard what was going on on the cell phone, remember?
Yep.
And he recounts how upset she was.
And then his wife comes in, starts pitching a bitch. I normally don't like being in folk business, but Randolph, this is some juicy shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Rosie's just enthralled now with the story at this point. However, what about the package? What about the effing package? They came in bursting through the door screaming before about the package.
He's telling a story. That's not the package.
Well, Rosie was as frustrated with him as I am.
Ooh, Randolph, this is getting good. But what make you say he got the package? When Chuck let him know what? That he's in the hospital.
Does he burp?
Oh,
yeah.
That's just
he
weird.
Just come on. Releases a huge old black man belch.
Why does he do that?
I don't know, Kevin. But now we know the package is some old black code for AIDS, I guess. He's got the package.
Oh, there's no... Okay.
That's the package.
Oh, the information about the guy having AIDS is
no,
the package.
No, the AIDS is the package. He's got the package. The package is a euphemism for AIDS.
Oh, I see.
That no one's ever used before.
I've never heard
except
of it.
Except for R. Kelly.
The package.
The package. And now that Rosie knows that someone has the package, the pastor's been with a man with the package.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know how nosy Rosie is.
Sure.
She's going to spread it everywhere.
He got the package.
Didn't I tell you?
He got the package. Randolph, you was right.
Next time you listen to me when I'm trying to tell you
something. Oh, my God. Where's my phone book?
What do you need
Lord
a phone book for? Now don't go tell everybody around town, Rosie. What's your big mouth ass?
You know, she's going to tell everybody with her big mouth ass.
Yeah.
Does she talk
she's
with her big
talk
mouth ass?
About the package.
This is the worst chapter ever, Ralph.
Nothing
this is horrible.
It's just a total recap of what we already know with only three precious chapters left. And he wastes our time with the old man not telling her anything for 6 minutes before he says what we already know.
All we know is we all want to kill Randolph.
Yeah,
he is limping across the finish line, isn't he?
He really is. The next two.
Two chapters
left.
We
only got two left. They better bring it.
KROQ.com, Kevin and Bean page video.
Very disappointing with Randolph and the package.
All right. Tomorrow, chapter 21.
Don't let a pigeon poop in your eye.
Let's go into the email bag. You know, there's a bunch of stuff, new stuff all the time, put up at KROQ.com. All sorts of video, all sorts of pictures. We got podcasts up there now. And, of course, you can find all of our email addresses if you want to write to us.
Have you seen the front page of KROQ.com today? Have you looked at that?
I have not, no.
They put up a video of our super hot receptionist getting scared by a spider and Dave, the King of Mexico, trying to find it.
They took a video of Dave looking for a spider?
That's on the front page. That's the first thing you come to.
Poor K?
No speaky. I don't know. I can't imagine a million years why they put that on there, but they did. I got a couple of emails about Bean and his High School Musical obsession.
Zach?
Dear Kevin and Bean, I've laughed at Bean's obsessions in the past, but I tell you, his obsession with High School Musical and Zach has finally started to really creep me out. Every time he says, "My sweet Zach," now I get chills, and not the good kind. Lou.
Welcome to our world.
Dear Kevin and Bean, okay, I just got a cold chill down my spine when Bean said that every moment that douche from High School Musical is with the chick is a moment he's not with Bean.
Well, that is true.
Man, I did not need to hear that this early in the morning. You bastards, Michelle.
Look, I think Vanessa Hudgens, who plays Gabriella, is hot too, but she is my competition, and I can never forget that.
I lean like a homo.
Spread them wide. Ass cheeks up. Spread them wide.
I lean like a homo.
Dear Kevin and Bean, this email begins. This is from Jennifer in Long Beach. I've got a suggestion for a phone topic. I think you guys should do a call-in to find out who the youngest grandmother is among your listeners. I just found out that my boss's sister was a grandmother at 32. Oh. In fact, maybe the next time Gustavo Arellano is in with Ask a Mexican, you can ask him why some people think that 12 to 15 years old is the perfect banging age. I really think that calling two-year-olds mama, which I have heard of, contributes to the problem. Thanks for all the laughs, and please, no more Omaroki. That's Jennifer in Long Beach. That's a great suggestion, by the way. 32 is a grandma. That's Flava Flav young to be a grandma. Yeah. That's unbelievable.
You guys remember the F-cup cookies that we called Japan about?
Mm-hmm.
Certainly.
You eat the cookies, they'll go right to your boobs?
Yes.
Hey, guys, and Lisa, ding. I did more of a search, and I found that eBay has them on sale. Here's the link for your enjoyment. Lisa, I know you'll like this. It says, quote, may cause loose bowels if eaten excessively.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying. Thomas from Glendale.
Well, if it works with the boobs, though, it may be the price to pay, Lisa.
That's right.
This is one that was actually written to Kevin. I got copied on it. Hey, Kevin, I don't know if you actually have a twin brother, but if you do, he's at the Jack FM concert right now sitting directly in front of me. He's got a huge head of fake dyed blonde hair, and he's snapping pictures throughout the entire concert of girls' boobs left and right. I'm reasonably sure you wouldn't act like that, though,
no.
Greg, Los Angeles. No, that's not Kevin. Don't go look at his X Games photos
or his Rock the
Bells photos. Don't go look at those on the website.
I did not take pictures of girls' boobs. I was trying to take pictures of the action, and girls were rude enough to step right in front.
Sure, that's
I see. Hey, that's your story.
Whoever is typing in the background during the show, could you please do me a favor and shut the F up? I realize that you're probably just searching for audio clips to throw in at inappropriate times.
I know.
But during some segments, the typing is non-effing stop, and a lot of the time, no clip is ever played. Since the typing is pretty fast, my guess is it's Bean. It can't possibly be Mike or Kevin. I'm sure Mike's muscles are good for bench-pressing a Volkswagen, but they're probably not moving his homo fingers at 90 words a minute. As for Kevin, if he types 10 times as well as he speaks, well, God help his kids. So, Bean... Since you couldn't do us the simple favor of sitting in your Beetle during that last storm when your car got crushed, at least please drop the $30 for a quieter keyboard.
How dare you?
I said, what, Brian?
Look, if you had to listen to this show for 5 hours a day like I do, you'd be looking for other things to entertain you during it as well, all right? That's all I'm saying. And finally, here's an email about the conversation we just had a few moments ago with our new girlfriend, Gata. She is the program director of 99.6 FM and Ahmad Jordan, interested in putting the Kevin and Bean show on.
Our affiliate,
right. Wow, I was listening to your interview with Gata about the country of Jordan. I see that they have the same religious conservative do it but don't talk about it hypocrisy that we do here in America. You guys would be perfect on there. Except over there, the FCC cuts out your tongue. Good luck, boys.
That's a good point. I didn't think about that. Well, we're on. We're going to find that out soon enough, right?
Kevin and Bean, now on 99.6 FM, Jordan's number one hit music station. Feel free to kill them.
You're listening to 99.6 FM, Jordan's number one hit music station. Station now with Kevin and Bean, the infidels in the morning.
I like it. The infidels in the morning.
Sure.
It's got a ring to it, doesn't it?
Sure does.
7:58, time for the showbiz beat. Here's Ralph.
Let's talk about Michael Bay, shall we? I mentioned, was it yesterday or the day before, that he was incensed because Paramount Pictures wasn't going to be releasing Transformers on Blu-ray.
Right.
His technology of choice, which kicked us into the whole conversation about Blu-ray versus HD DVD. And right. I said, well, screw Michael Bay. Who needs him? Transformers 2 could be directed by a monkey, pretty much. It's going to be a guaranteed smash hit. Who needs him? Well, apparently Michael has had a change of heart.
Is that right?
He quickly retracted the statement he made. Presumably after a frantic call from his agent. That's the only thing I can imagine. But this is what he put up on his website after that. Last night at dinner, I was having dinner with three Blu-ray owners. They were pissed about no Transformers Blu-ray, and I drank the Kool-Aid hook, line, and sinker. Talk about a mixed metaphor.
Wow.
So
he's me.
Yeah, that's right. So 1:30 in the morning, I posted that other thing that he mentioned. That's when he posted it.
Ah.
Which means, woohoo, cocktails.
Ah.
Nothing good ever comes out from early AM posts. I overreacted. I heard where Paramount is coming from and the future of HD, and that HD players will be close to the $200 mark, which is the magic number. I like what I heard.
That sounds like us when we have to make a retraction.
Exactly.
All right, we're being told we're wrong. It was all great.
As a director, I'm all about people seeing films in the best quality possible. And I saw on firsthand, I saw and heard firsthand people upset about a corporate decision. So today I went to watch 300 on HD DVD, and it rocks. So I think I might be back to do Transformers 2.
How about that? What a retraction that is.
Yeah, he's backpedaling all over the place. So congratulations. Congratulations, Michael, for seeing the light.
Welcome to our life.
Drinking the Kool-Aid hook, line, and sinker. Scarlett Johansson has big plans for the future. I've got big plans for cans, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Ralph.
I'm motorboating.
She's not here. We can't do that in Amman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She is going to take a tour of duty in Iraq.
What?
She tells USA Today that she's planning on going to visit the troops later this year after getting letters from soldiers who are her age and younger. She feels like she needs to give them a little morale boost.
Can you imagine?
She's got the Iraq to do it!
Oh, my God.
And it wasn't that good. All right, now you're just mocking. Stop it.
Scarlett said she doesn't know whether she'll sing during the tour or just ooze sex appeal from the stage.
Ooh. Just be sexy.
Somebody put a tarp under her if she's oozing her sex appeal, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Looking to monostat or something. She should get herself some medication. I'm saying if she's oozing.
Right, I got it.
She should have a doctor look at it. That's what I'm saying.
She's perfect, though. Stop talking about her that
way. I'm saying she's oozing. You don't want to ooze.
What's the matter with you?
FX Network has announced their new controversial series. They've ordered a pilot for a transsexual drama this fall. But a married guy who decides to get a sex change.
That isn't good for you.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a bad surprise for the wife, doesn't it?
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, honey, you know about that whole thing with me being a man?
Not so much anymore. The show will be called 4 Ounces.
4 Ounces.
Because that is the weight of the average penis. Just trying to find a euphemism. I decided just to go for it.
Who's weighed it?
What makes me laugh is everyone measures it. Now they're going to start weighing it.
We need to call that dude back who's got the penis measuring kit.
We need a scale.
That's right. We need a penis scale.
Yep.
I saw a news story last year about a woman whose husband did that exact same thing, decided he wanted to become a woman, and she was fine with it. She said he was still the guy she married. Now he was a woman, and they're still best friends. They're still living together and still happy, and no change in the relationship whatsoever.
Oh, stop it.
That's ridiculous.
I'm serious.
No change in the relationship whatsoever.
I don't know.
Well, apparently it was not a very sexy relationship anyway. They were really more like companions than sexual partners. And she said it was just fine.
Yeah. 4 ounces, by the way. I'm not bragging.
Seriously.
But, you know, it may start out 4 ounces, but eventually it's getting like a pound and a half. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Germany.
Germany?
He said pure beef.
Oh,
to hell.
Germany. Guys, this show will not fly in Jordan. I have news for you. I have very bad news for you.
Are you kidding me? I think it's perfect for Jordan.
I do, too.
Someone's got to open up their eyes. How about that Jenna Jameson, the porn star, huh? She bangs guys for a living.
That's so hot.
She spent the majority of her career with her legs for, okay. for using her ankles for earrings, basically. That's what she used to do.
Yeah.
She had giant implants. 3 weeks ago, she had them taken out.
Nope. Yes. Kiss, kiss, bang, 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 bang.
That was one of her movies.
That's right. That's what she used to do. That was the description of right. her entire career.
Every movie.
Yeah. She had double Ds. Now uh-huh. she's down to a C. And Jenna recommends it for everyone with breast implants. Take them out, she said to Us Weekly magazine.
Yeah, boo on that.
She said since she's had her enhancements removed, she feels more comfortable and more like a natural woman. She cried when she first looked at her natural breasts, she said, after the implants were removed.
They're gone.
She said she's done with porn, and that for her life story, the movie they're reportedly making about her, she would like Scarlett Johansson, Sienna Miller, or Rachel McAdams to play her.
All
I think
three good
looks
choices.
Wise, Rachel McAdams probably looks most like Jenna mm-hmm. does. And she's smoking hot. So.
Yeah, but Scarlett Johansson's got the rack to do it.
I don't think that works.
When you go to the well,
I don't think,
and it's dry,
right?
You probably don't want to go back for another sip because there's nothing but dust there.
But he's playing his own rim shot, so what the hell? I mean, you could go on all day like that.
Yeah. Bean should get a rim job.
Doing oh! That. Again,
doing
what
that.
Is wrong with you?
He should get a job doing that.
Playing rim shots? Oh, all right.
That's what he's very good at.
It's called a drummer. It's not called a rim job, Ralph. It's just a drummer.
A guitar drum? Air? Drummer?
All right. That's creepy.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Barbara Eden from I Dream a Genie.
I used to dream a genie. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
We do.
Sure it's not going to fly in Jordan?
Pretty sure.
No. It's barely flying in America.
Shelley Long. I was along for Shelley. You know what I'm saying?
For God's sake.
She's 58 from Cheers, of course.
Gigantic vagina. Biggest vagina known to man. Huge.
Yeah, okay.
It's gigantic.
It's not small, sir. We
gigantic.
Okay.
These big vagina ladies are getting away with murder.
It's not petite.
Something should be done. I don't know what can be done,
so
but
tiny...
something should be done.
Good point.
Dean DeLeo from Stone Temple Pilots is 46. Jay Moore, our pal, is 37. Julian Casablancas from The Strokes. Is 29 years old today. Kobe Bryant also turns 29. And Rick Springfield. Rick Mother Effin Springfield, star of not only General Hospital, but the feature film Hard to Hold. Oh, that was a
That's
movie
right
there.
I don't even remember.
Oh,
that.
You've never seen Hard to Hold?
No.
Oh, he stretches as his role as a rock star.
Really?
Who's having a hard time finding a relationship until he finds the girl of his dreams. But that relationship has havoc wreaked upon it by his rock star status.
I see.
He has to decide fame or the woman he loves.
Are you still talking about Rick Springfield?
He's hard to hold, man. Yeah. Rick is 58 years old today. Do we have time for a little Rick?
Yeah,
little
we do. Taste right. Right. Hey, baby. Hey, baby.
Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. I'm in the club. How dare you? That's that not is not Rick Springfield.
Oh, that's
sir.
Not him?
No. You know I wish that I had Jesse's.
Cheeks up, spread them wide.
I lean like a homo.
Spread them wide. Ass cheeks
I do not
up,
appreciate your mashup, DJ Kevin.
Oh, that's not. That wasn't him?
No.
All right.
I'm going to a place where I'm appreciated. I'm going to Jordan.
You will not even get in the country.
Very excited to welcome back to the program, the man who is the host of The Dog Whisperer on the National Geographic Channel, nominated for an Emmy for Outstanding Reality Program. Ladies and gentlemen, back on K-Rock, Cesar Milan. Good morning, Cesar.
Cesar?
Hello?
Cesar?
Buenos dias, everybody. How are you?
We're good. What's going on?
Hello?
What is he doing? Hello?
Hello?
I'm not doing anything.
Hello?
I'm right here.
Hello?
I'm right here.
Oh, all right. We have a cross light here. Can we get rid of the first line and just pick up on the second line?
Okay. Cesar, are you there?
I'm right here.
There you are.
That was weird.
Fantastic.
My God. Hey, how you been, man?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
The reason Mr. Milan is on the show today is because The Dog Whisperer, the complete second season, is now out on DVD, just released yesterday, or Tuesday, I should say. Should definitely pick that up. I wanted to ask you, Cesar, one of the things that's in the news this week is I see that they're talking about putting down all of those dogs that they found at Michael Vick's house.
And I was wondering if a dog like that that's been raised like that can be rehabilitated, or is it necessary to just put him down, in your opinion?
Well, as you know, I don't know if you guys know, but my center is in South Central, so I deal with those Michael Bigs pretty much every day. You know, there's a lot of dog fighting going on in that side of the town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I have rehabilitated many of them successfully. It is a fact that it takes time to find humans who are willing to do exercise, discipline, affection. There's a lot of people who will feel sorry for this dog and will end up only giving affection, which this creates frustration and lead the dog into aggression. You know what I mean? So it's very important that powerful breeds get an outlet. And so the walk is the easiest way to release physical energy, and then leading the dog allows them to have some kind of leadership. So when you have a calm, submissive pit bull, you don't have to worry. It's when you have a excited, tense, frustrated, you know, pent-up energy pit bull, regardless of the breed, they can also become aggressive.
So you can rehabilitate them, but it takes a lot of work and effort and discipline.
Yeah, I mean, right? Rehabilitation, you bring him into the pack, he becomes dog. So, I use the pack to rehabilitate dogs that have dramatic experiences like this, you know, type of experiences. They're forced to fight. There's that, you know, yes, genetically we're bred to fight, but you can also send them back into the dog mode. And that's what I do. I bring them back into a dog mode. They just wear the pit bull outfit.
I got you. You know, one of the first things I thought of when I saw that horrible, horrible story is, yeah, I think that Cesar is the guy who ought to be allowed to decide what happens to Michael Vick at sentencing. I would want you to be making that choice. And the other thing we wanted to ask you about that we were talking about on the show earlier today is that sound that you make when you're able to take any dog in any situation and get him to do exactly what it is that you want him to do. What is that sound that you do, Cesar?
Yeah, the reason we ask is because since we've known that you were going to be on the show this week, everybody's been trying it, and some of us go, shh, and some of us go, tss, and we can't figure out what the hell the noise is.
No, you know, it's a sound that my mom used to use, and, when I do the finger thing and I point, that's my dad. So it's a combination of what it means to me, discipline, or what it means to me, a warning before a consequence.
Mm-hmm.
And so that to me became very organic, very, you know, it's very familiar. But some people like to do other sounds. The sound has to be organic to you. So that sound to me is very organic.
Now,
so instead of the growling, I do the and it works. You know, it works because I am projecting that energy over the animal.
Now, do you have kids, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes you get they get out of control, you go.
I wish they were here so they can tell you the truth. Yeah, of course I do this.
If
you watched the episode in South Park, I did the same thing, so it works even in cartoons.
That's true.
That's true. It did work for the kids. You're right. We're talking to the great Cesar Millan on the phone right now, talking about the complete second season of The Dog Whisperer out on DVD right now. I also have a question from a listener who emailed, who said, when you get Cesar on, please ask if some dogs still need drugs sometimes in addition to training if they have anxiety or hyperactivity issues. And I don't think I've heard you talk much about drugs for dogs. What's your position on that, Cesar?
Well, you know, the best drug is exercise and discipline. You know, it makes a calm, submissive state. But before I go into a drug situation, which I have never used so far, I do acupuncture, I do homeopathy. And so I take a holistic approach, you know, more natural approach before we start using medication. Because one thing that, you know, doctors don't tell you is that it's a side effect. Yes, it numbs the dog from anxiety. It doesn't cure it. It numbs it.
Yeah.
But it also creates a side effect within the organs, such as liver. So now you have to deal with, not so much psychological, it's also physiological. So can a dog go into a different state, like, you know, being in pain, being afraid, being nervous, because something inside is hurting him? So the medicine that you use to numb a psychological behavior now is going to create a physical. So before I go into that stream, I like to try holistic approach.
Are you ever surprised these days by the dogs that you meet? You know, some of them are running around in circles. Other ones from the second season is attacking a shopping cart. I mean, it just seems like some of this stuff is so randomly weird.
That's one of the reasons I love America. You know what I mean? Because you get to work with dogs who are extremely spoiled, but they're unstable.
Yeah. Excellent. Spoiled and unstable. That's a good,
combination.
And the other thing that I always like to bring up is you give the same advice to every single owner. And I'm taking for granted that they watch your show before they call and have you come over.
Right.
So don't you ever want to go, do you watch my program? I'm telling you the same thing I said to every other person on the show.
It makes a big difference when you are right there, you know, because you're not people that are watching the show that – they're in a way evaluating the person in the show. They're not seeing themselves in it.
Oh,
you know?
I see.
Yeah, if you see yourself in it applies to you because you know many people are nervous, many people are fearful, many people are frustrated, many people are angry. So what I help them is to acknowledge what energy they're really projecting, and then you know observe body language and then see the reaction on the dog.
I see. Sure.
But you need hands on. I mean, if you wanna totally change your state of mind, you need Anthony Robbins to be right there with you. So, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's one thing watching him on TV. The second, you know, another thing is being right there with him.
Right. You notice his head is huge.
Biggest head on television.
Right.
All right. Cesar, last.
Human.
You're right about that. Last question for you, and that is, after two complete seasons on the National Geographic Channel, do you feel like you still have anything new, any new lessons, any new situations to share?
Oh, my God, so many cases, absolutely. Season 4, we're doing a lot of anxiety, a lot of fear. Fear and anxiety, it takes longer than aggression. It's quicker to rehabilitate the Michael Biggs dog than an anxious dog from Miami from dealing with a thunderstorm.
No, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so,
okay.
You know, building self-esteem is more difficult than removing aggression.
How many calls do you get a week for people?
You know, I know we get at least 400 emails a day, and phone calls, it gets overflowed.
And so sometimes you just...
We lost counting, you know, thousand phone calls.
Sometimes you just send out a mass email that says, be the alpha dog, stop bugging me.
Well, that's just the whole point of everything I do. You know, my second book is coming out October 2nd, and it's called Be the Pack Leader, and what it takes to be a pack leader. You know, right now, we're the only species to follow unstable pack leaders around the world. You know what I mean? So it's like, whoa, that humans are the only species to follow unstable pack leaders.
Well, I would like to send you to Washington and give you a few minutes in the Oval Office, Cesar. That's what I'd like to see happen at this point.
The new requirement to be president of the United States, they have to learn to walk a pack of powerful breed.
I like it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I like it,
Cesar
too.
Cesar would walk into the White House and go,
that's right.
It would all change.
Well, it is an amazing show if you've never seen The Dog Whisperer on National Geographic. Cesar is just a magician with the dogs, and the first book is already out, second one October 2nd, and the complete second season out on DVD right now. Cesar, you know we love you, man. We love having you on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, man.
Good morning.
Bye now. Dude, I'm just saying, not cool.
You're saying not cool. What I'm saying is, how could you not have shared this information with us at any point up
Gee,
until now?
I wonder.
How do we find out? It's Kevin DeBeach Show on K-Rock 106.7 KROQ 832. How do we find out yesterday, and Lisa, you were there,
yes,
that Kevin, of all people, Kevin, who we thought we knew, has a personal assistant?
Well, his assistant is doing a crappy job because I don't know anyone who's more unorganized than Kevin.
How?
That's a great point.
Why don't you have your assistant clean out the Kevin backseat party once in a while so that everything you've ever taken away from the radio station isn't still in your car?
You should be in here so you can find your papers.
How dare you? What's wrong with both of you? What does your personal assistant do? What on earth in your life is so complicated that you need a personal assistant?
We know he's not picking up dry cleaning.
Yeah. What kind of errands is this person running?
It's not... Oh, jeez. Why?
What could he be doing for Kevin?
It's not as much me as it is my wife, and he spends most of his time on the charity because it's a full-time and a half job.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So every once in a while, he does, you know, I'll ask him to do something. It's not my...
Like what?
Like
yeah.
I need
what kinds
personal
of things?
Assistant.
What kinds of things does he do?
Wash my sack. You know, whatever.
No, I'm serious because I don't have a personal assistant. So if I need
either.
If I want to get something done, I've got to do it myself. What kinds of stuff do you have your guy do? Like what? Give me an example. Give me two examples of something he's done for you.
Does he run out and get you lunch?
No. I'll give you one example.
Does he wash your car?
No.
Does he go to the bank?
No. Shut up. Both of you shut up.
Does he return your movies to Blockbuster?
No.
Does he make dinner reservations for you?
No.
What can he do then? That's all the stuff I'm thinking about is what personal assistants on TV do. What do they do in real life?
Well, most of the time I said he's doing charity stuff, but every once in a while, I'll give you an example. This week, and this is how it came up, there was something wrong with my tire on my car, mm-hmm. and I spent probably 6 months filling it back up. Every other day. Oh. Stop at the gas station, fill it back up. Stop at the gas every other day.
So why finally, don't you just go home and have your personal assistant take
it out and
fill
it up? Well, finally it occurred to me that. So I said, you know, is it possible for you to take the car in while I take a nap? Because I was going to take a nap yesterday. So that's what I had him do. And that's earlier this week. And that's how it came.
How low on the food chain are you if you're taking a car in for a DJ?
I'm just saying.
Come on.
It's not, but that's not what he does. You know,
that's
what I mean?
Just like what he did.
That's, yeah, I mean, I was probably abusing the privilege. I don't know.
I wanted to hear your side of the story because we have a surprise for you, Kevin, and that is that your personal assistant, who I guess it's okay to say is Linus, is on the phone with us right now. We actually have Linus standing by to talk to us. Good morning, Linus.
Good morning. Good morning, Kevin of the Kevin and Bean Show. And the other one, how are you?
That's Lisa. On. Hi, Linus.
Hi.
Linus, do we have it right that you are a personal assistant for K-Rock's Kevin?
I'm telling you, it's the greatest job I've ever had to be the personal assistant of Kevin of the Kevin and Bean Show.
He is not my assistant.
Stop it. Don't be so modest. That's your problem, Kevin of the Kevin and Bean Show. You don't take a stand. You don't let people know who you are. You say, hi, I'm Kevin of the Kevin and Bean Show.
No.
Here I am, world. Look at me.
That's my pet peeve in life.
Oh, stop it, Kevin of the Kevin and Bean Show.
Stop.
Linus, why do you have to refer to him as Kevin of the Kevin and Bean Show every time?
Well, that's who he is, the other one. That's who he is.
And I'm the other one. Does he make you refer to him when you talk to him? Do you have to call him?
Don't be stupid.
No, I refer to him as that because it is, first of all, a great pleasure to be working with Kevin of the Kevin and Bean Show. And to be able to help him out in his busy, busy life is a source of great satisfaction for me.
Why must you guys do this?
How busy is Kevin's life? What is
How
he doing when
you?
He leaves
How
here at 10:15?
How dare you, the other one? You have no idea what kind of time and energy it takes to be Kevin at the Kevin to Beat Show.
Like what? What kind of stuff do you do?
Let me open up my daily planner just from yesterday. Okay, this is just from yesterday. Yesterday, 9 o'clock. Go to House of Briefs. Pick up 400 pair of underwear for Kevin at the Kevin to Beat Show.
He does like to go through underwear. That's true.
That's 9 o'clock. 11 o'clock. Go into the garage that houses Kevin of the Kevin and Bean Show's fleet of cars. Choose one to be serviced. Take car in to get serviced. Remind them it is the car of Kevin of the Kevin and Bean Show.
Come on.
Make sure they know
they're
servicing Kevin of the Kevin and Bean Show's car.
He would never say that.
1 o'clock. Return to the House of Briefs. Return 400 pairs of special underwear because the cotton is not spongy enough. 1:20. Call the car company. Remind them they're working on the car of the Kevin and Bean Show.
Come on.
And that he needs to have it back as soon as possible. 2 o'clock.
He may wake up from that nap one day, right?
When he wakes up from the nap, that car better be done. Let me tell you that. If Kevin
ridiculous.
From the Kevin and Bean Show doesn't have the car of Kevin of the Kevin and Bean Show back in Kevin and Kevin and Bean Show's garage, there will be hell to pay.
Come on.
2 o'clock. Dye Kevin of the Kevin and Bean Show's hair while he sleeps. Kevin does not like to sit through the process while he's awake. He finds it tedious.
That's service right there, Linus. Wow.
That's absurd.
3:45. Hide the empty bottles of Kevin of the Kevin and Bean Show before his wife gets home. Gotta make sure I clean up a little bit.
Come on.
5 o'clock. Serve dinner to Kevin of the Kevin and Bean Show on his favorite paper plate.
Come on.
5:30, clean up paper plates from of the Kevin and Bean Show's dinner.
I think we get it.
6:15, remind Kevin of the Kevin and Bean Show that he has already eaten dinner when he asked for dinner. 7 o'clock, time for flashcards. Go over vocabulary with Kevin of the Kevin and Bean Show. A is for apple.
This is with Kevin, not with his kids. This is actually for Kevin?
Oh, no, his kids know how to read.
Okay, all right.
How dare you all.
Let's see. 8 o'clock.
Is
read
this fun
Kevin
for
of the
everyone?
Kevin and Bean Show a story. Remind him he's Kevin of the Kevin and Bean Show. Tuck him in. That's just one day. That's one day.
Wow.
That's absurd.
Yeah,
that's one day in Linus's life, and I'm telling you, it is an honor, the other one, to be working for Kevin of the Kevin and Bean Show.
Well, forgive me for suggesting there wasn't a need for a personal assistant because clearly you are doing very good work. Kevin would not know how to get to work in the morning if he didn't have somebody helping him out, it sounds like, Linus.
Tell me about it. And you have to pin his name and his address to his shirt while he goes to work in case he gets lost and someone can return him. It's a full-time job, and I'm telling you, the other one, you are very lucky to be working with Kevin of the Kevin to Beat Show.
Well, I guess so. Well, Linus, thank you for coming on. It's great to meet you. Congratulations on your job.
I look forward to becoming a regular character on your show.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Not going to happen.
Kevin of the Kevin to Beat Show.
In a million years.
Kevin of the Kevin Beat Show, stop it right now.
Not in 1 million years.
You stop it, Kevin of the Kevin Beat Show.
Have your fun now.
You, Kevin of the Kevin Beat Show, don't make me come down there.
Linus, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Good news.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ and on Jordan's number one hit music station at 848. Congratulations to...
Vanessa Gonzalez from West Covina. Vanessa is going to be at the K-Rock LA Invasion on September the 15th at the Home Depot Center. She's going to be seeing that band right there, Smashing Pumpkins, along with Foo Fighters, Velvet Revolver, Kid Rock, Chris Cornell, Cypress Hill, Satellite Party, Hot Hot Heat, Against Me, and Paramore. If you want to win your tickets, just be caller 20 when the Foo Fighters sing The Pretender. It could play at any time here on the world-famous K-Rock.
You know how we're destroying Earth?
Yeah.
You know that whole thing with Al Gore yeah. slideshow and
stupid
all that.
Stupid Al Gore. Now stupid Leonardo DiCaprio with his stupid 11th hour movie.
And, you know, we're trying to be conscious of what we do. Mm-hmm. And there's a practice here at K-Rock that we find objectionable. And so we have our general manager, JFED, on the phone. Good morning, JFED.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. By the way, JFED, for real, is the general manager. He is the highest ranking employee here at the world famous K-Rock. This is the top of the food chain. We couldn't talk to anybody above him at K-Rock if we wanted to. So we want to thank you for coming on with us.
Absolutely.
He's like 22. So
yeah, I know. That's what's amazing. Well, JFED, we've been working at the station for many, many years, as you know. I mean, you've told us often that you grew up as a little boy listening to the Kevin and Bean Show, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's now okay. been 45 years, oddly enough.
And since our first day at K-Rock, when we became salaried employees, mm-hmm. we've been filling out a timesheet every 2 weeks.
Okay.
Every 2 weeks, a piece of paper is handed to us, and we write regular and sign it at the bottom and hand it in. And we started thinking about how many beautiful California redwoods have been destroyed just for Kevin and Bean, just for the paperwork that we generate for a timesheet that is effectively meaningless that we turn into K-Rock every week. When we're salaried employees, we get the same pay every week, no matter if we work 12 hours or 200 hours.
Yeah. I think you're the only guys that actually fill those out.
Well, now there's some dude from corporate that emails us every day, pretty right. much every day. You need to turn in your timesheets. Need to turn in your timesheets. So we say, okay, well, how about if we send them back through email? Nope. Got to print them out and hand them in paperwork.
Yeah, you know what?
What's the problem here? We don't want to kill our Earth. Why do you?
Yeah.
Totally understand. We've been fighting it.
Why do you hate the planet Earth?
It's actually coming down, believe it or not, out of New York. And it's so when you guys decide to leave, we know how much vacation to pay you.
Well, couldn't
that's,
we just...
That's what it's there for.
Couldn't they just fill out forms for when they go on vacation, which I believe they do anyway?
We do. We have to. We fill out paperwork. But the rest of the year, we pretty much have to be here. We want to be here. We're working. We're happy. But you don't need to know. We just write regular. I mean, can't you just take that for granted?
Well, I'd have Alex or Lightning actually fill it out for you. It would probably be a good idea.
That doesn't save a damn tree.
That's right.
It doesn't.
No,
that would help us, but it would not help Mother Earth, my friend.
It just seems like not only a waste of resources, and it seems like this is the type of thing, as Kevin said, we ought to be conscious of right now. It also seems like a waste of time for the guy you have corralling us every week to try to fill them out, and then whoever has to store them, they've got to be kept somewhere in a file cabinet or in a warehouse or something like that. It just seems like every step of the way, it's just costing you time and money. And as the big boss, it seems like, I don't know, that's something you might want to look into.
Yeah, you know what? In fact, John, who you're referring to.
Yes, that guy.
That is his only job, is to collect timesheets from the entire.
That's a joke, right?
No, that's real.
That's really his job, is to track down timesheets.
To track down timesheets. And I sign every week about, or every 2 weeks, about 75 timesheets.
Well, what a waste of your time.
I know, I should get a stamp.
I mean, really, I can see it for part-time employees because you need to know how many hours they work, I guess.
Right.
Yeah. Although pretty much everyone here works way more than they get paid for. But but for everybody who's on salary, it just doesn't make any sense.
I know.
Well, stop it then.
I know. Okay,
There's got to be a way to do it electronically. I'm sure there are companies who are doing that.
Electronically? Well, I think, we were halfway there on electronically, but then they still make us print them out. I signed one, too, just so you know.
You do not sign a timesheet.
I absolutely fill
it
out.
Well, that's stupid.
Helen, my assistant, fills it out, and I sign the bottom of it.
Why do you fill out a timesheet? They know where you are on the golf course.
Right.
Absolutely.
Or right now at home.
Right.
Exactly.
Taking Fridays off. JFED takes Mondays and Fridays off. Tuesday and Thursdays on the golf course, and he swings by for an hour on Wednesday. We know that. We all know that.
Right. It's amazing because I don't even golf. So.
You fill out a timesheet. That's so
I
retarded.
And you should see trying to get Mr. Weatherby to fill out his timesheet.
Because it's stupid!
So what do they tell you, seriously, if you've thought of this before and you've addressed this issue before, what do they tell you at corporate in New York when you point out that you've come up with an idea, and this is part of your job, by the way, is to save the company time and money? What do they say to you?
It's
one of those things that everybody in the company, and you know, we're obviously a very big company, even bigger than just K-Rock,
it's yeah.
CBS, and my guess is Katie Couric over at CBS TV is filling out a time card.
There's no possible way that's happening.
I think you guys should research that.
Come on.
I think we should, by the way. And if she doesn't have to fill one out, then I don't think we should have to fill one out. We need to call Katie Couric's office and find out if she's filling out a time
sheet.
We're
doing as poorly as she is.
So yeah, what's that's the true.
Difference? That's a good point.
All right, look, J-Fed. Well, you hate the earth.
Yeah.
Nice job.
All we're saying is stop it. That's all we're saying. That's the only message we want you to take away from this is just stop it, okay? Because you don't want Al Gore on your ass.
I'll stop drinking a bottle of water if that makes you feel better.
That would help, too.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right, guys.
Thank you, J-Fed.
Thanks.
Thank you, J-Fed.
No more time sheets. Bye.
Kevin and Bean, now on 99.6 FM, Jordan's number one hit music station. Feel free to kill them.
I'm sure I like that jingle.
I don't know.
I don't know that that works.
Asking for trouble, I think.
8:59, if you missed that, we got a phone call from a program director in Jordan, and she wants to put us on the number one hit music station in Jordan, which is in the Middle East and some junk.
Kevin is asking Linus to get us some plane reservations, Ralph, so send us all out there and take a look at it.
It's great. You can have them set that up.
Time for the showbiz beat for a Thursday morning. What's going on?
High School Musical 2, chock full of gay, says the article.
Oh, how good.
I lean like a homo.
Spread them wide. Ass cheeks up, spread them wide.
It's one of the songs from High School Musical.
Spread them wide, ass cheeks up, spread them wide.
No, that's a Bean song.
Article talking about the huge numbers that the sequel attracted to cable television viewers. It says the phenomenon is marketed expressly to 13-year-old girls and by default to gay men since most of them feel like there's a 13-year-old girl trapped inside their bodies. Talking about the huge audience of gay men for High School Musical and High School Musical 2.
It's little girls and gay men.
Yep.
And parents that have little kids that are unhappy about it.
And me, who falls into none of those categories, but just enjoys a good, wholesome musical.
Boy, that was really gay.
The article talks about the enormous gay subtext of the two films, especially the first one, when the high school basketball star wants to sing and dance and asks his macho father, "Did you ever think about trying something new but were afraid of what your friends might think?"
It's top-notch gay.
A gay TV reviewer says, "Please, there's a bottle of lube and a copy of Inches magazine. Embrace who you are, son."
Cut, print, gay.
So, just a little speculation on who's watching the High School Musical.
That is so gay. Gay, 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 gay,
Bean.
Gay.
Bean.
Room's starting to spin real fast because of gayness.
Later on today, we should hear from the L.A. District Attorney, who will be announcing what Lindsay Lohan will be charged with in terms of her legal difficulties. Of course, there's the DUI charge, but insiders now telling TMZ.com that it's not likely Lindsay will be charged with cocaine possession or bringing her cocaine stash into a corrections facility, both of which are felony charges. She instead will probably just be charged with misdemeanors for the DUI.
Is this a case of being able to hire a super high power attorney? Because I can't imagine they would drop those charges against you or I.
Reportedly, her attorney is pretty high powered and pretty high priced. Yeah, so.
I'd already be in jail for the rest of my life if it were me.
Oh, yeah. You'd have been shanked already in the exercise yard. It'd be over for you. But then Linus would show up and patch you up, so it'd all work out.
He'd visit.
Oh, Linus would just tear into those guys if they would hurt you in prison.
I hate you both.
Scarlett Johansson says she wants to give something a little back to the men who are protecting this country. She wants to do a tour of duty of Iraq.
Boobs.
She tells USA Today she plans on going to visit the troops later this year after getting letters from soldiers who are her age and younger. She says she doesn't know whether she'll sing on the tour or just ooze sex appeal from the stage. I'm guessing oozing.
That's so hot.
I would join the army and request service in Iraq if I knew Scarlett Johansson was going to come visit.
Okay. But would they take you?
Oh, God, no.
I want to squeeze them.
Bad news for comic book fans. We're talking about making a movie about the DC comic book hero, The Flash, mm-hmm. Fastest Man Alive. Two films, actually. There's talk of a Justice League of America movie that will include the character The Flash and a solo Flash movie. The bad news is, according to MTV News, they're talking to Ryan Reynolds about playing The Flash.
Hmm. That's common knowledge, the guy's retarded.
What is the appeal of that dude?
I don't know.
Ryan Reynolds?
I have no idea.
I don't think we have ever understood that one.
Yeah, he keeps getting the work, though. Mm-hmm. I think the ladies find him dreamy. I know Alex thinks he's adorable.
And he's got a great body.
Well, there you go. But he didn't always. He was working before he got buffed for the Blade Trinity or whatever the hell that movie was that he got buffed for.
Yeah, it's true.
He used to be in that Two Guys, a Girl in a Pizza Parlor TV series. Yeah. That's where he first got his big break.
Assistant producer Alex says he's cute and funny.
Well, he's maybe cute. See what I left out there? Burn! Burn! See what I did to him? Oh, I'm good.
How do you do it?
Britney Spears may be planning a getaway. According to the National Enquirer, she's telling her ex-husband Kevin Federline that she wants to take their two sons out on tour. But they say she's secretly plotting to leave for France.
For good?
To foil his attempts at getting full custody of Sean and Jaden, their kids.
So she's never coming back.
I guess she would have to stay out if she wanted to keep that
she'll
arrangement.
She'll be in France for a day and she'll give up and come back.
The word is Brittany knows she'll never be able to get the help she needs while she's in Hollywood. And if she takes them without asking, there's no way Kevin could force her to bring them back into America.
But let me ask you this, Ralph, and I know you are an attorney, so you can speak to this.
Sure.
If he has some certain percentage of custody, 60-40 or whatever it is, she's required to give him those kids for a certain period of time each week.
I would think, yes. It would either be she could at least be brought up with some sort of spousal tampering charges or something like that. Parental, there's a term for it.
Come to Paris Monday through Wednesday. You can have your business.
I guess that's what it is. Yeah, I guess maybe they would just say, fine, you know where they are, go get them. Or kidnapping or something, couldn't they? Couldn't she be?
Yeah, it seems like. I mean, if nothing else, she would not be abiding by the rules of the decision that was made in the child custody case.
If nothing else, she wouldn't be playing fair. And that's what we're about here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
We're about
fair play.
That's right.
Fair play. Today's celebrity birthday is Barbara Eden, who was the actress who played Jeannie on the I Dream of Jeannie TV series many years ago. 73 years old today. Shelley Long played Diane on Cheers. She's 58. Dean DeLeo from Stone Temple Pilots turns 46 years old today. Another guitarist singer from The Strokes, Julian Casablancas, is 29. Kobe Bryant also turns 29 years old today. Jay Moore, our pal, comedian and actor, is 37. And Rick Springfield.
Yeah.
Rick Mother Effin Springfield. Singer, actor, entrepreneur, humanitarian.
Really?
Philanthropic genius.
Easy, dude.
58 years old today. We love Rick. Psycho Mike and I especially are big Rick fans. Turned out today we both realized we both have Rick's greatest hits in our cars right now on our CD players.
Yeah,
what are the odds?
That's lame.
Whatever. That's
whatever
the,
with you.
The odds of lameness right there.
See how much poon
I'd love
you can
to get a copy of that.
Yes, you will, Rodney. I'm Ralph Garvin. I walk the showbiz beat.
So perhaps you've heard about a little concert we have coming up at the Home Depot Center on September 15th. It's the K-Rock LA Invasion, Moved by Scion, by the way. It's a phenomenal lineup, including Smashing Pumpkins, Foo Fighters, Velvet Revolver, Kid Rock, Chris Cornell, Cypress Hill, Satellite Party, Hot Hot Heat, Against Me, and Paramore. You can win your tickets right now with Lick Lisa.
Can you lick Lisa? I think you'll find it's hard. But if you do lick Lisa, something hot's waiting for you.
Lick, lick Lisa, 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 but keep clear of her vagina.
And we welcome our intern Beer Mug to the studio. Good morning, Beer Mug.
What's up, Kevin?
He's
call him
new.
Beer Mug because he actually has a tattoo of a beer mug on his foot.
I do.
Top of his foot.
And strangely, that was a great idea when he was drunk. I understand that. But even sober, he still stands by it. He still says, yeah, I don't regret that one. And that's what I don't understand about that particular tattoo.
This is the Lick Lisa K-Rock LA Invasion Edition.
Okay.
Oh. Now, explain to Beer Mug, who may not have heard the game, and our listeners on hold, Kevin, how the game is played.
Well, you're going to ask a question, then Lisa's going to give a guess. And then the person on the phone has to say the real answer is higher, lower, or exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're correct, they go into the drawing. And if they're if they're correct, then Beer Mug licks Lisa.
Very nice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. How do you feel about that, Lisa?
Well, I like Beer Mug. He brings me coffee every morning, and no intern has ever done that. So I'm good with the licking so
all
far.
Right.
We'll see after the first lick.
Let's give it a try then. Let's meet our first contestant. I believe we have Edie on the line from Newport. Good morning, Edie. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Hi, guys. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Edie.
All right, listen up. Here's your first question. And remember, Lisa answers first, and then you tell us whether you think her answer is right on, higher, or lower. It's the LA Invasion edition of Flick Lisa. Home Depot Center is the home to K-Rock's LA Invasion and the Los Angeles Galaxy, of course. The LA Galaxy is the home of the newest UK import, David Beckham. Here's your question, Lisa. What was the worldwide gross of the movie Bend It Like Beckham?
I'm going to say $65 million.
$65 million. Edie, higher, lower, or the same?
I think it was lower.
No, I'm sorry. It was. I'll handle the dinging and buzz, Mike, because you're lame. It was higher, and it was $76.5 million. I'm sorry. You don't get in the drawing, and I'm sorry. Beer mug doesn't get to lick Lisa this time.
Oh, too bad. He was ready too.
Mike, you can't just hit all the sound effects at once and hope that we're going to guess which one you meant.
Just knock me over.
Jesus.
So that was you.
Dennis in Chatsworth. Good morning.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi, good. Dennis.
Hi.
Here's your question. Listen up. Lisa answers first. Smashing Pumpkins broke through with mainstream success back in 1993 with their album called Siamese Dream. Lisa, here's your question. How old were the oldest male conjoined twins ever? Giacomo and Giovanni Battista Tocci of Italy.
63.
Higher, lower, or the same?
Lower.
I'm sorry, 63. I'll handle the dings and buzzes. 63 is right on the correct answer,
exactly,
Lisa Day.
Exactly right.
Exactly right.
That's how I know.
What the hell?
Whoa.
How did you know that?
I did him.
All right, Dennis, sorry. How about that? All right, let's go to Vladimir in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Welcome to the K-Rock LA Invasion Edition of Lick Lisa.
Or not. I'm so good.
Yeah. So far, nobody in the drawing, Vlad. So if you get this right, you got a good chance of winning the tickets. Here we go. As you know, we're very happy to have Kid Rock back here on K-Rock with his great new song called So Hot. His hometown is Detroit. K-Rock hails from Los Angeles. And The Rock was born in Florida. But here's your question. How tall was Kid Rock's midget, Joe C., who you recall passed away a few years back? But how tall was Joe C.?
3 feet, 2 inches.
3 feet, two. Higher, lower, or the same, Vladimir?
Higher?
Yes, that's he was correct. 3 foot nine. Congratulations.
Remember the lyrics of his song, 3 foot nine with a 10 foot dick? Remember that?
Oh, certainly how could I forget? All right.
Vlad is in the drawing. Beer mug, go ahead and do some licking on Lisa May, won't you?
Let me warn you, Lisa, I did have a macho taco for breakfast.
Oh,
so.
God.
You don't tell a woman that.
You butter her up. Oh, he's licking her arm.
That was nice.
Not much of a lick, actually.
No, it was a fine lick.
I could be serious. Brian in Palmdale, good morning.
Kevin, Bean, Lisa, I'm still going to respect you in the morning after this.
Thank you, Brian.
All right, here's your question. Lisa answers first. Paging Dr. Green Thumb, Cypress Hill Be Real, as you know, is going to be a guest on the Kevin and Bean Show tomorrow morning. Your question, Lisa, is how many marijuana plants comprise the largest drug bust in California history? How many plants in the largest drug bust in Cali history?
20,000.
Higher, lower, or the same, Brian?
Wow, that's a tough one.
Not really.
I'm going to say lower.
I'm going to say, you guys don't follow the news, 134,082 plants.
Christ. Was that's, in Glendale?
That's a lot of plants
the
right
one?
There.
The one they just did?
It doesn't say.
I don't know, but you right. officially can't say that. All right.
Okay.
Let's go to Steve in Century City. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Hi, Steve.
By the way, that drug bust had a street value of $500 million, by the way.
Dude. Oh, my God.
Pretty impressive. All right, let's see. How about this one? Originally the lead man for Jane's Addiction, Perry Farrell now fronts the band Satellite Party. Of course, they're playing the L.A. Invasion. Joe Rogan probably won't believe this, but how many unclassified U.S. satellites are in space currently, Lisa May? These are satellites that we know about that the U.S. has up in orbit.
25.
Higher, lower, or the same, Steve?
I'll say higher.
Yeah, way higher. I think Lisa was giving you that one. 413 is the correct answer.
That's
so
shocking.
Congratulations.
To me.
And I thought I was high, honestly.
Lick away, that's right.
I'm going left arm now.
Okay.
No, you got to...
Go boob, go boob.
What's wrong with you?
But it was sweet.
I'm just going to tell you, Beer Mug, she said it's fine. She said it's fine as long as she's got a shirt on over the boob.
I that's never what she said told. That.
Yes,
I
you
never
did.
Once said
did she say that?
Not ever.
Yes, she did.
She did. She said
all right, let's
I
do...
Yes, you did.
Let's do one more.
Melissa in Irvine. Good morning.
Hi, Melissa.
Good morning. Hi, Lisa.
All right, here's our final question. Good luck to you. The band Hot Hot Heat, of course, is from Victoria, British Columbia, where the average annual temperature is 64 degrees Fahrenheit. Here's your question, Lisa. What was the hottest temperature ever recorded in the United States? I'll give you a hint. It was at Furnace Creek in Death Valley, California.
125.
Higher, lower, or the same, Melissa?
Higher.
Yeah, 134 degrees on July 10th, 1913.
Oh, my God.
How about that?
That's just God saying, don't live there.
It is. Congratulations. You are in the drawing for the tickets. One final lick from Beer Mug here.
All right. Beer Mug is going for the neck. Oh, pulls the hair apart and he does fine.
Promise.
That was sweet.
All right, promise. It seems to me we got Steve, we got Melissa, and we got Vlad. Do I have that right?
That's
Those are the three that we're looking for here. Okay,
yep.
Lisa's going to do the drawing.
Okay, I'll just pick one. Melissa in Irvine.
All right, the last person that won. Congratulations, Melissa.
Thank you.
You got tickets for the K-Rock LA Invasion. Well
That's
done.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for playing. Lick Lisa. Thank you, Beer Mug.
You're welcome, guys.
Although you wasted
Thanks.
The opportunity.
Lick, lick Lisa. Lick, lick Lisa. But keep clear of her. The Jock
Q.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
So, what it do?
Bean's angry at Dave for killing a spider.
Is he really?
What? Yeah.
I'm not angry at him. I just, I don't understand the mentality.
Don't get me started. Don't get me started about Dave killing a spider.
Yeah.
We've had this conversation many times.
I know.
Bean draws the line at gnats.
Well, we had that video on the front of KRock.com, which shows supermodel receptionist Janelle freaking out because there was a spider in the mailroom.
Yeah.
So Dave comes to the rescue for her.
If there's a hot chick that's scared of a spider, Bean, you kill it.
Absolutely.
You catch the spider, you put him outside. Spiders
Show
do nothing
your
but good. Spiders are nothing but good for the environment.
By
that's
the way,
what
quick
I'm saying.
Email here says, good morning, guys. Saw the video in the front of KRock.com. Man, it sure was nice of Carlos Mencia to come all the way down to KRock just to kill that spider for Janelle.
That is what Dave the King of Mexico looks like. That's true.
Hey, 1-800-520-1067 is the toll-free number. You win this morning for being on the air with us for What to Do Nephew. Tickets to the LA Galaxy as they take on Real Salt Lake. That's Saturday, September 1st at the Home Depot Center. That is that's a week from Saturday, by the way. That's David Beckham and your Galaxy. The first 5,000 fans in attendance receive a Galaxy lunchbox. Call 1-877-3-GALAXY or visit LAGalaxy.com.
That's still soccer, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Must be weird, Kevin, I know you go to these games. Must be weird for the players to have packed houses all of a sudden after all these seasons where they haven't really drawn all that well sometimes.
It is kind of strange, yeah. But it's good to see. I like it. All right, let's begin with FOMUS in Los Angeles.
It's a good guess.
FOMUS?
Oh.
FOMUS.
FOMUS? How do you even know us?
What is your name?
Thomas.
Oh.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Thomas.
Getting some good.
Sorry, my phone is really bad. I've dropped it so many times.
Okay.
So is someone's spelling. Don't worry about it.
All right, what's going on?
Well, I'm calling because I'm a sushi chef, and it just amazes me when customers come in and sit in front of me, and they just automatically assume that I can't hear what they're talking about.
Well, they they talk about you?
What's that?
They talk about you? Like, this guy's a two-head.
Yeah, they'll talk about, like, how they think my tattoos are weird, or they'll talk something about my hair or the food. And yeah, I mean, I had a group of girls come in, and they were actually comparing masturbating techniques in front of me.
Well, isn't that good?
Are you complaining?
That one was actually all right. That was all right.
Now, is it that they think that you do not speak English because you're a sushi chef? Is that why they speak so freely in front of you?
You know, that could be it. I'm Asian, and so, I mean, they might assume that I can't speak English, but...
That's pretty
that's
stupid.
That's what it is, I bet.
It's pretty stupid to assume that in the United States, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I think... I used to have this phenomenon when I used to bartend, too. The same thing would happen. If you're intent into something, like when I was washing glasses behind the bar, or I was filling the fruit tray or something, if you're really engaged in something, they think that because you're doing something, you're not paying any attention to them, they can say whatever they want to
Your
say.
Your ears no longer work.
Yeah, it's really interesting. It is an interesting phenomenon.
All right, Thomas, thank you.
Thomas.
It says here.
Why would Beer Mug, who took that call, why would he make up the name? Why would he hear Thomas and think it's not Thomas?
Why would he? Why wouldn't he get clarification before he writes up P-H-O-M-A-S?
Beer Mug.
Everyone knows that Thomas is spelled with an F, by the way.
Gary and Downey, good morning.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
This is the most unbelievable sports story that I've heard in a long time.
Well, the Orioles, they scored 3 points last night, and then the Texas Rangers followed it up with 30 unanswered points.
30-3.
No.
They're really called runs in baseball more than they are points, by the way, Gary.
That's all right. It's baseball. It's
baseball. Last night.
But 30-3, for God's sakes, I've never heard of a score like
That's
that.
I haven't either.
Funny.
I could have pitched that game. I mean, really, who do they have on the mound out there? 30 runs.
Sounds like you. I think you were on the mound, Kevin.
That's what I'm saying. I could have done that.
I didn't watch the game, but, George, do you know how many pitchers the Orioles sent up? Because every time a guy gives up 6, 7, 8 runs, they have to figure, well, this guy's done. Let's bring in somebody else. Do you know?
Oh, it's Gary, not George.
Yeah, Gary, go ahead.
No, actually, I lost count after about fifth or sixth.
Fifth or sixth pitcher.
Wow. That's unbelievable.
It's 110 years since the last time this anybody got even near 30.
30 runs, that's more than most football games.
The best part is the pitcher that they send at the end of the game for Texas got a save. He gets a save on his record for having won that game, coming in late in the game and
that's
saving
right.
it. He gets a save as a pitcher.
There's no way you could lose that game.
They were ahead 30-3 and he got a save?
If you're the pitcher, you come in the last three innings or something, you're still considered a save if you win the game.
That?
So he gets a save for that.
Well, thank God
that's
he was awesome. There, huh? All right, let's go to George in Commerce. Good morning, George. What'd it do?
Hey, what it do, nephew?
Hey, what it do, George?
Hey, George.
What it do, niece? Lisa May?
Hello.
Lisa May!
Lisa May. What's going on, George?
I want to talk about that green white they caught off on Marina Del Rey over the weekend. I believe it was Sunday. Three guys from La Mirada. It was amazing. A great white.
Did they catch it? I didn't...
Yes, they caught them. And it, you know, it was so huge. It was so huge that it almost ripped the motor off the boat.
Wow.
That's creepy.
It's been a long time since there's been a shark attack of any kind off the coast of Southern California, hasn't it? A long, long
time.
I think so, yeah.
But a great white. That's awesome.
Hey, let's talk to George in Anaheim, by the way. Earlier this morning, we talked to our new affiliate in Ahmad, George Jordan. We're Jordan's number one hit music station, Kevin Bean Show. And that's what George is calling about. Apparently, he has some info that might help us become assimilated on the radio there.
George, hi.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What
are
you guys
doing?
George, good.
I just want to let you guys know that it would be great for you to do this in Ahmad, Jordan. The music community is huge back there,
right?
Especially the rock community, because we had a show last time I checked, because I've been living here for maybe 6 years in the United States.
How long did you live in Jordan?
17.
Okay, 17 years.
And the last time I was there, we had the Wednesday evening rock show where we played, like, everything from Sepultura to Alice in Chains. So,
just for like an hour a night for one time a week?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I barely checked on it afterwards because I had other things to do. But I think if you guys do this, it'll be really good.
Dude, we're all in favor of it, but she said that they can't talk about sex and they can't talk about politics.
No partying.
Religion. Alcohol. It was like everything we talk about is banned there.
Well, the community there is like pretty much mixed up, you know. All the people are, you know.
Dude, I need some of the kind bud that you have.
I'm sorry.
You are a laid-back mother.
All, like, mixed up.
It's actually because I'm over at work. I'm trying to be
able to keep it quiet. Well, I see. I got you.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, all I know is that soon the Kevin DeBeach Show hopes to be waking up the kingdom. That's all I know.
Actually, you know what?
You're listening to 99.6 FM, Jordan's number one hit music station. Station now with Kevin and Bean, the infidels in the morning.
You know it would be great to do a show in Jordan?
Us?
Bean. Not us. Bean.
Oh, he doesn't talk about sex, does he?
Bean could go over there and just talk about High School Musical and the world's largest pecan. And
I wonder
how
the gay community is
over
there.
Hey, how's the... Look, I have my dog's barking. Let's put on some more Christmas music. It would be like the world's most boring show in America. But in Jordan, he'd be like Howard Stern. He'd be huge. He'd be a media god.
He'd be outrageous.
He's a
man. Talked about his dog today. It was crazy.
It's Tater Tot Friday on the website. He would explode over in Jordan.
Bean was angry today because the King of Mexico killed a spider. That was outrageous.
They would make him the king of Jordan.
Let's close with Jennifer. She's down in Studio City. Ralph, you're going to be so, so jealous when you hear what Jen did last night. Jen, what it do, niece? How can we help you?
Hi, nephew. Hi, Lisa May.
Hi, Jennifer.
All right. Well, I was out with my friends, a little late night partying midweek, and got to get over hump day somehow. Sure. And speaking of hump and drunk, we saw David Hasselhoff at the Cabo Cantina.
Cabo Cantina, where's that?
It is on Sunset Boulevard.
Oh, so in Hollywood.
Okay.
Yeah. And
what was he doing?
He was fall down drunk.
Yeah.
Really? You're so lucky.
I know. I love the Hoff. And I saw him drunk.
Did you take a picture with your camera? He did karaoke.
Yes. I didn't have my camera at the time, so I couldn't take a picture. I know.
You didn't get somebody else to take a picture?
Well, a bunch of other people were taking pictures, and I got their email address, but they were so drunk, so I don't even know if they...
What did he sing? What did he sing in karaoke?
He sang "It's Not Unusual."
Yes!
Oh. Tom Jones.
Wow.
And also "Born to be Wild."
Oh! I just expressed myself in my pants.
How do you think rehab worked out for him, Jennifer?
Not very well. Somebody, it hasn't worked out for anybody else. So.
Somebody that was there, please, we need a photo of that, and a recording of his singing would be awesome.
Rehab is for mortals, by the way, not gods like the Hoff.
They tried to talk him out of drinking, but...
Tell me you're going to stop.
I'm going to stop.
Promise?
No.
Yes?
Huh? I'll be fine.
Jennifer, did you go home with him?
I'm sorry?
Did you go home with him?
You heard him.
No, I would never go home with that.
What?
How dare you?
What
he's
a great story that would be. You bang the Hoff.
No.
You don't have to do it. He'll pass out when he gets home. You just
I'm
sing
more
it
so
in.
Like Bob Saget.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right.
Well, that's a great story, Jennifer. Listen, in your circle of friends, if anybody comes up with a photo or a video, you have to send it to us because we want to see it, and we'll also pass it along to TMZ.com, too, because I know they'd love it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I will. I listen to you guys every morning.
All right. Well, you rule, except for the whole thing where you couldn't get a picture of them.
Yeah.
This is a mess.
Thank you, Jennifer. And thanks to all.
I'm going to sing now. Karaoke.
Yeah. Thank you.
Born to be one.
Well, how great would that be to see?
Yeah, that would be the best. All right. Thanks to Cesar Milan for joining us today. You know, he rehabilitates dogs, but he trains people. That's what Cesar's all about. And the second season of The Dog Whisperer with Cesar Milan is out on DVD now. Also, thanks to our new girlfriend, Gada. She is our new program director at Jordan's number one hit music station. And you can listen to them online, by the way. That's if you want to check it out. Play.jo is their website address.
That's the worst idea she's ever had in her entire life was to put us on there. But we're going to try our best to make it happen. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show, Trapped in the Closet, Chapter 21. This is the second-to-last chapter for
now. It was better than 20.
Yeah, 20 was rather frustrating today. Yeah. So that's tomorrow morning. Also tomorrow morning, Weird Fears. Ralph did a show about Jodie Foster, who was afraid of shopping. And then we found out that our own Lisa May, also afraid of shopping.
Fear of stores.
What the hell?
I've had problems
what
occasionally.
What kind of trouble are you people having?
The only woman I've ever met, the only two women I've ever met who are afraid of shopping. The other one, I love it a little bit too much.
Also tomorrow, because it's Friday, we got Movie Beat. We have Be Real from Cypress Hill. And he will be in talking
That's
about
ludicrous.
The K-Rock LA invasion. And we'll also have tickets to that show tomorrow morning.
Don't bogart that joint.
No, what? Nope. Thursday.
I'm afraid not today.
Oh,
Thursday.
God.
Got one more. All right. How about Cat Corbett up next with 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock?
Yes, Cat's coming up next.
Icky Thump by White Stripes is part of that.
Oh,
also some Pennywise.
Them. Yes.
Linkin Park.
40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock music. I'm Cat Corbett.
Beastie Boys, Incubus, Tool, and more right after this on K-Rock.